Friends, wherever you are on this very planet, it is a very special delight and pleasure to welcome each and every one of you at our embassy here in Victoria, in the northern part of Spain, on this very day. Today is the 28th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, with the time now standing here at 10 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. We welcome the entirety of humanity, irrespective of where you are, where you are domiciled, what you are doing, irrespective of the continent that you're in, regardless of the country, the city, the town, the village, the hamlet, the clan. It is inconsequential as long as you are tuned into CHK 97.6, as long as you're listening to us via satellites, of which there are roughly about 7 of them. If you have joined us online, be it via any of our portals, www.radiobiafra.co, ipob.org, tunein.com. If you have come through to us via Radio Forest, it doesn't really matter. If you are lost, if you don't know where to go, head to Google, type in Radio Biafra, or alternatively, how can I listen to Radio Biafra? That is the best thing to do. Therefore, we must welcome you regardless of where you are. This very place is packed. People are standing. The people of Victoria have done us very proud today. The family here in Spain has done us very, very proud. They said there is an echo which we must address as a matter of extreme urgency, and I presume there is no longer any echo. Therefore, we must continue the very ceaseless propagation of this very wonderful gospel that will usher in the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. And our people are here. If I ask them to introduce themselves, we will be here till next year, February or thereabout. But we shall try and be as circumspect as possible. And before we proceed any further, as we did earlier today, I am also at liberty once again to draw the children of the Most High God to Kwa Biama, very close to him. Therefore, every prayer, every praise, every adoration, every uplifting of name, anything that we can think of, bended knee, bowed head, in supplication to anything at all, we offer it here. Unremittingly, absolutely, to the mercy of heaven, because Chukwa Biama is God and nobody else, and only Chukwa Biama is worthy of worship. That is why we come every blessed day before his mercifulness, his grace, his throne, his magnificence, and his glory, to offer the same prayer ceaselessly without fail. And that is why we know that Biafra is going to come, because we do not change. And since Chukwa Biama does not change, it means that Biafra must come in our lifetime. Here assembled before me is a cross-section of Biafrans from all over this very planet who have come here on this very momentous occasion, not only to open an administrative headquarters for IPOB all over the world, but to acknowledge the essence of fortitude and relentlessness. Therefore, we welcome them wherever they have come from. And on behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet Earth, on behalf of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, I welcome them with very clean heart, open arms, and to a very warm embrace, because ultimately we are one family, indefatigable, indivisible, under Chukwa Biama in heaven, to come to do this very work that they have mandated us to do, and which we must do and accomplish it. That is why we are here, and I hope that that is why they have also come. Therefore, we must ask each and every one of you listening, regardless of where you are, if your loved ones are here, they are safe. We do not have any reported mishaps. All those that left their families, their wives, their husbands, their children to be here today, we can announce to each and every one of you that they are safe, apart from the UK contingent who have now returned to the United Kingdom. We are here, and Chukwu Abiyama is with us. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all across this very planet, the commander of all Haluyu forces, disciplined, all of them men under arms, in complete devotion to one duty alone, to ensure the restoration of the full, absolute, uncompromising sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. Without Biafra, we are already dead. Therefore, we say it is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no middle ground. There is no alternative. And in as much as we remain incorruptible, in as much as our badge of honor being whiter than white and whiter than snow is reverberating around humanity every blessed day, I see no reason why Biafra shouldn't come. Therefore, in the same vein, I happen to be the director of Radio Biafra. We cannot do what we do unless the grace of heaven is with us. Therefore, by the absolute mercy and grace of heaven, I will now and all the days of my life remain a dedicated and very loyal servant of each and every one of you. I will not fail you. I will not disappoint you. Some of you may disappoint us. It's only natural after all, Wundibo, for the new moon, in the ocean and the ama. But we must continue in truth and honesty to ensure that Biafra comes, that in the end, all honor may belong to heaven and not to man. At the end of this very race, most of you will be paying to worship Chukwu Abiyama. You will pray and you will pay for the privilege to recognize God by his right name, which is Chukwu Abiyama. Therefore, I welcome each and every one of you. The head of the Directorate of State is here. Mazi Uchenna Asiebu is here. Also, our COC is here. We must also acknowledge our European representative. Mazi Doziem is also here. Obide Obienu is also here from the USA, our Los Angeles coordinator, and also Manamu Gochuku, our overall US coordinator, is here. The likes of Fred Onyale are here. Our contingent from Germany are here. But what I will do is, very, very briefly, every principal officer of state of the indigenous people of Biafra will, on this very day, acknowledge our people all over the world, and also the lead of every contingent of every country who are here. Nzurumike is also here, I presume. And so also is Agunobi from Sweden. People are here gathered. Everybody is here. And my own friend as well is here. Emeka Chukweke is also here. Is that correct? Or has his Kuromoto run away, or is he here with us? He should be somewhere. He is, isn't he? Everybody who is here today, who is heading any contingent, we will, of course, allow you to acknowledge the whole world, so also that your families may know that you're okay. Our line this evening has slightly changed. We did not have time to update our admins, but if they are listening, I want them to take cognizance of this very telephone number, because this is our principal line this very evening. We are also on our universal number, +44208133 9976. I repeat, +44208133 9976. We also have another number unique for this very occasion today, because we are in the northern part of Spain, in the Basque country to be very precise. The number here is +34. Please, our admins must take note and circulate accordingly. +34602342972. I repeat, +34 is the code for Spain. The number is 602342972. We also happen to be on Viber and also on Tango. And do not forget Skype as well. Simply Radio Biafra. If you call us on that very platform, we will be delighted to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are not now open, please. When the lines does open, I shall invite you to please place your calls to us. But for now, we shall go to those of them who are here. Our topic is only one today, that we have opened our embassy here in Victoria, in the Basque region. They call País Basco, if I'm not mistaken. And our people are here, I must tell you. They turned out in good number and they have honored their country and not us. They have come here to reaffirm their belief and their faith, and people are calling us already, even from the Zoological Republic. The number once again is +34 602 342 972. All of you listening via CHK 97.6 in Biafra land, we welcome each and every one of you. Yan Ezima the 01. This evening you will hear from your kids and kin. You will hear from your people who have come here to ensure that Biafra continues relentlessly. I hope that Omiomio is around. Is that correct? He should take the microphone and acknowledge humanity because they are waiting. He's our chief host today, incidentally. Not only does he run this very movement all over the world on a day-to-day basis, he happens to be the chief host today because Victoria is his place of residence. This place is Victoria, which means victory. And for that very reason, we have sited our embassy at the correct place because victory will come with it. We have not come here to do anything else but to ensure that victory comes. That Chukwu Abiam may be praised once again. This is Radio Biafra. And I will defer to him immediately, please. If you have the microphone with you, proceed to give the world your name. Acknowledge them so that we may proceed, please.
Thank you, Director. I remain Mr. Uchenna Siebu. I hear from Oso Itanansa, to be precise, in Olu Senatorial Zone, Biafra Land. I want to thank each and every one of you here present and Biafrans all over the world, anywhere you might be. We are live on air from Victoria, Spain. I want to tell you, Chukwu Abiam is God. By the special grace of God, our commander in chief, Nnamdi Kanu, you are the man that will get us Biafra, and Biafra is for God. I don't know how you feel about it. Chukwu Abiam has decreed that we must go home, and so shall it be in Chukwu Abiam's name. Thank you, Director. You are welcome to Victoria, and each and every one of you. Chukwu Abiam will lead you home, and God will be your protection in Chukwu Abiam's name.
You say, and is the COC there, please?
Yes, I'm here, Director.
You won't ask me if I can hear you clearly, because I'm sure you can hear me very well, and I can hear you too. Please go ahead.
I am here, Director, live. I thank you, Director, on this occasion. Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom. My name is Maazi Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Arondio Nyemobi, also known as Omochukwu, in Uguta, in Biafra land. And I am, by the grace of God, the coordinator of all coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. We are freedom fighters. We are not politicians, and we don't engage in politics. We believe in command and control, and discipline and absolute loyalty is our modus operandi. We believe in philosophical and ideological consistency. We do not change. We don't have one leg in Nigeria and one leg in Biafra. It is Biafra or death. I thank everybody here. There are so many contingents coming from different countries, as you will hear them speak or their representatives speak tonight. I thank everybody and I say, please do not change your dial. Stay tuned. As usual, you are going to learn from us and we'll learn from you. And may Chukwu Abiam bless you all. Director, over.
Thank you very much. Please, where is the Dozium, our European rep, please? Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you.
Good evening, Biafrans. My name is Maazi Chika Edozium. I come from Biafra land, specifically from Ihioma in Olo. And I am the European representative of the indigenous people of Biafra. And I reside in Switzerland. It is with great pleasure that I am standing before you this evening to say to those of us here present, those who took out their time from different time zones, traveling thousands of miles away to be in Victoria today. And many of us who are at home, wherever you may be, I say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is the time for our education. We have come to the citadel of learning. And like director would say, please get your pen and paper, for you are going to go home here today, at least learn one thing or the other. I say welcome to all of you, and I give glory to the Almighty Chukwu Abiama for the opportunity that he has given us. Indeed, we have come to Victoria, and we have come with victory on our side because Chukwu Abiama is on the throne. Thank you, Director, and I say again, welcome to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, I hope that our USA coordinator is here as well. Is that correct? Yes, please, people, very, very briefly, your name and where you come from, you cannot just so can move ahead. I want to accommodate as many of you as possible to please introduce yourselves this evening, please. The whole world is listening, and this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. My name is Innocent Maramu Gochuku. I reside in United States of America, Dallas, Texas, in precise. And I hail from Mbudi in Oru local government, Biafra land. Today, I thank every one of you who are here to witness this historical event. It's something that you go home, you tell your people and the people over the world to know that Biafra has come to stand by saying this, as in Chukwu Abiama, bless each one of us in Chukwu Abiama's name.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, please. By way of protocol, it's Obidi Obienu here, our Los Angeles coordinator that flew all the way from there. I don't know if it's 12 or 14 hours. It's been a very, very emotive day for some of us here, having watched all the old footage and clips of what they did to us. But we are here to avenge. We are here to do what is right before heaven and this very earth. And we are here to get Biafra. And heaven will bear us witness. Please go ahead, Obidi Obienu, if you
Thank you for the privilege, Director. I just want to begin by saying thank you, Almighty God, for making this trip possible. And thank you for bringing all the brothers and sisters, the children, from all over the world together here today in Victoria. I want to thank the people of Victoria. You guys have shown that thank you guys so much for picking up everybody from the airport. I just want to thank you, Director, for what you are doing. I can't thank you enough, so until Biafra comes, we will know how to do it. But I just want to give praise to God Almighty. And I thank our COC. I want to thank Omiomio. I was very fortunate that I come in contact and face to face with him here in Victoria. I just want to acknowledge the people I left behind. Sorry, we cannot contain everybody, but I do appreciate that I'm here representing the people of Los Angeles. Before I leave, I must introduce myself as usual, because the director always cut me off and he will introduce me even before I get to the microphone and I forget. But my name is Obidi Obienu and I come from Oba in Idemili local government area. I just want to say thank you one more time.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have now, please, our European rep, Edozium. You will call out the countries that are here and the head of the contingent to please acknowledge Biafrans all over the world. If we do it here one by one, my goodness me, we'll be here till next year, as I said, because this place is packed. We need the head of each delegation to please come up and acknowledge Biafrans all over the world. Now we may proceed eventually, please.
I think we begin alphabetically. Thank you, Director. I start with Austria. Austria, please.
Is Austria here?
Austria is here. Amazi. Namdi Onwumel.
Onwumel is representing Austria, is that correct? Yes. At our embassy opening here in Victoria in northern Spain. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Thank you, all dear friends and the lovers of freedom around the world. My name is Namdi Kingsley Onwumel. I come from Ekurobia in Anambra in Biafra land.
Nnamdi, I need people to speak directly into the microphone so that your voice can be high enough. Please speak directly into the microphone, please, if you may. Bring the mic closer to your mouth and then speak. Go ahead.
Okay, director, thank you. So I'm a iPod in Osra PRO, and also represent them in a national coordinator level, and also I'm here to represent Osra. I thank Chukwu Abiyama for guiding each and every one of us to come from all part of the Europe and different part of the world here to represent Osra Biafrans. So I thank each and everyone. Stay tuned for today's broadcast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Owoman. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please, if you may.
The next person is Belgium National Coordinator Kingsley. Please, can you come forward?
That is Belgium. Belgium is also represented here. We are here gathered at the opening of our embassy and World Administrative Headquarters in Victoria, Spain. Please, go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Kingsley Nwankwo, a.k.a. Izog. I'm from Alondi Izog, Idaton of the Biafran land. Director, I'm very happy today to be here in midst of all Biafrans all over the world. I welcome all of our brothers that came here. I wish that we move forward, that Biafra will come. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you very much. Sir. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person should be from Czech Republic. We have somebody from Czech Republic. Please come forward.
Yeah. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. All Biafrans. My name is Chiamaka Godianus Aro. I'm from Eziago Local Government, Enugu State, Biafra. I'm the PRO and Financial Secretary in Czech Republic. I thank God for today's occasion, and I pray that God will help us to give us Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Then comes Germany, the National Coordinator for Germany, Mazi Chukwemeka Nzurumike, please.
Representing Germany, is that correct? Our national in Germany. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director. Good evening, all Biafrans worldwide. All my honor and my warmest greetings to you. I want to use this very opportunity to say it is a nice and very beautiful thing to be among Biafrans here in Victoria. We are also glad and thrilled for a day like this, that today we happen to be in a place we can call our own embassy, a place we can call when we have problems, a place where we can communicate. It's a great thing, and we thank Chukwu Abiyama for a place like this. And I want to use this opportunity again to greet all Biafrans in Germany listening, and all Biafrans from Germany that came down here. And I want to also say, Director, I thank you for the good job you're doing for our people. For without somebody like you, I don't know how we can, you know, run this race. So I ask you to stay tuned and listen as these programs kick on. Thank you, and God bless you. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Director, please, I forgot to say my name. I am Chukwuemeka Nzurumike. I hail from Owerri. Thank you very much, and thank you for that chance for correcting my procedure. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person is the National Coordinator for Ireland, Mazi Azayoba. Please come forward.
Azayoba is our national in Ireland, has stayed with us from the beginning till now. No prevarication, no retreat, and no surrender, the type of spirit we actually need and want in order for us to move forward. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. IPOB Worldwide, my name is Azayoba. I come from Eziama Ahiazu, Mbise in Imo State. I just want to use this opportunity to thank every one of us that that made it here today. It's a very good opportunity for us to, you know, have a place to call our own today. And just want to use this opportunity again to thank my zonal coordinator in the name of Peter Uzier. He has done well, and I just want to appreciate him. And want to use this opportunity as well to thank the people of Ireland. They said I should thank all of you and greet you. And I want to thank our director and friends from Europe and our brothers that come from the United States. I will borrow that word with him that said, "He'll bless you, man." Thank you very much, and Chukwuebiama bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
We have next the head of delegation from Italy, please.
Thank you very much. Italians are also not Italians by birth, but those residents, Biafrans residents in Italy, part of this very great family all over the world. Please go ahead.
Hello, all fellow Biafrans. I'm so pleased and I am so compelled by the IPOBs in Italy. The national coordinator, Mr. Michael Iranya, has surely and guaranteed to make sure, since he's not present, that I have to represent the entire Italian indigenous people of Biafra here in Spain, in our embassy, because it's a great day. And I use this opportunity to say to all the citizens of indigenous people of Biafra in Italy, that we are here present. Never to go further, I have to introduce who I am. My name is Mr. Anthony Mokwe. I am from Aniocha State, Aniocha local government area in Anioma State, Biafra land. I wish and I'm proud to be in the midst of my fellow Biafrans, and I am saying good evening to Director. Happy New Year 1,000,000 times, and good evening to our COC and the Directorate of State who has been here, and all the co-nationals that are here and the zonal coordinators that are here. That makes today a festive day, although it downpoured, but it is a big blessing on this day. So I say, all Biafrans, rise and let us fight. And Biafra will be reinstalled. In Chukwuebiama's name we have prayed.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Yes,
thank you, thank you. The next should be the Netherlands.
How about Netherlands, Israel? Please. How about Israel? Israel is here, isn't it?
Oh, okay. Sorry, sir. Israel. I'm still thinking I'm only representing Europe.
Not at all.
So Israel, please come around.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Castro Onyenachi Yankume, the representative of the indigenous people of Biafra in Israel. On behalf of my national coordinator, Austin Ibezim, and Middle East coordinator, Emmanuel Otoso, I bring you all greetings. I thank you all for this day. I want to assure humanity that there's one thing, that our doctrine is that there is no mission we cannot accomplish. Biafra is for real. We must accomplish Biafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Next person, please.
Now comes Netherlands. Please.
Good evening, the director.
Good evening.
Good evening, the Biafran who are here today. Good evening, Biafran all over the world. I use this great opportunity to introduce myself. My name is Jude Jerome Okoligwe. I'm the National Secretary, IPOB, the Netherlands. I come here today to represent the Biafrans in the Netherlands. Director, Margaret, you are able. The job you are doing are giving us a very good effect. For today that we are here today, having our own embassy is a step forward. The Biafra has already come. And with the support I'm seeing here today, I believe that within a short time, we have to accomplish our journey. And the Biafra is our home. Nigeria is not our home. On Biafra we stand. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next should be the host country. Please, may the national coordinator for Spain please come around.
What is the Spain? What is the national coordinator?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay.
Good evening, Director. Welcome.
Good evening.
My name is Clement Oramulu, a.k.a. Akepuchioma.
Clement, please raise your voice and speak into the microphone.
My name is Clement Oramulu.
Better.
A.k.a. Akepuchioma. I'm from Mbaku, in Oka North, in Biafra land. Loretto, you are very welcome once again in Spain. Not only Victoria, because this is Spain. And I welcome everybody that is here in the name of Chukwu Abiyama. The leg that people used to come here, people use it and go in peace. And because how my name sound, that hand can never cover this moon or this sun, Biafra must restore. Biafra must restore.
Ise.
Biafra must restore.
Ise.
You are welcome all.
Thank you. That is our national here in Spain, those hosting Biafrans all over the world today.
Thank you. We have the national coordinator for Sweden, Mazi Joseph Obiora. Agunobi, please.
That is wonderful. Ojonu na anu egosi na agunobi na atikwu okwu. And onye bulu oje abo is my honorable secretary Ifeoma Chinwuba. I give her the Scandinavia secretary. Without no regret, because all the tragedy, temptation, the wave. In short, I thank God for the atonement. Because now she can now boldly say that she's Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra in Scandinavia.
Wonderful.
And today we are in our house in Victoria. My thanks go to Chukwu Abiyama and the wonderful people of Victoria and our COC and wonderful people from America. I will not call everybody because we are many. Those who did not attend this today, oh my God. I'm sure they will not show them the video. That is the punishment because you miss. We have our own house. If I kill somebody here in Victoria, in my house, I get light. Because I'm a Biafran citizen. And a Swedish citizen. So I am standing with authority from my honorable director, Nnamdi Kanu, Papa Nnukwu, Ukpeke Nemkanko. All the Biafrans in Sweden, Norway, Denmark, Finland, we have our home in Victoria. But all those enemies, get ready, because we will fish you out. I don't start a fight, I don't finish. And I don't hide, I don't go behind. I will fight you physical and spiritual. Ndo and the Ondo. Udo de Leonu. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Agunobi. Agunobi is our national in Sweden with an extension and reach across the whole of Scandinavia. Do we have any other representation here?
Yes, yes, sir, we have. We have the national coordinator for Switzerland, Mazi Austin Abanyim, please. Can you come forward?
Switzerland is also here, and Abanyim is representing them. Dear friends, we are all over this very world, and that is why we can never stop, retreat, nor surrender. Biafra or death. It's as simple as that. Please go ahead.
Thank you, my director. Good evening to all Biafrans present today, and good evening to Biafrans all over the world. My name is Mazi Austin Okudere Abayim. I'm from Amike in Olu, local government, Biafra land. For me, it's a great pleasure to be here today. I feel like being in my homeland, Biafra, seeing all these people around me, it's indescribable joy today in my heart. And I say, may God bless all of you for coming. I want to use this opportunity as well to greet the people of Switzerland that I'm representing. I want to tell them that it's a privilege to be a Biafran. And those of them who are undecided, they are going to miss out, because soon we are going to go home victoriously. I want to also thank my dear wife, who has been supporting me in every angle, because like our sister said today, beside a successful man, there's always a woman. So I want to thank her, Mrs. Ogechi Abayim. She is wonderful Biafran, and she's been very, very supportive. So I thank every one of you for coming, and I pray that Chukwu Abiam will protect you when you go back to your respective homes and countries, and may he bless us in a special way by giving us Biafra as soon as possible. May God bless you all.
Isa, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Any other country outstanding?
Yes, I think we still have somebody who will represent our United Kingdom. Please, can you come forward?
Do we have somebody? I thought they all left earlier.
Somebody stay behind, sir.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Rai. I'm from Anyoma, Asaba.
Ifeanyi Chukwu who?
Rai. Chukwuma Rai.
Chukwuma. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
And I'd like to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening to you all. And to say it's a pleasure being here. It's amazing meeting people face to face. After hearing your name all these years over the radio, you finally see them and you're putting a face to the name. It's amazing. And I'd like to say it's wonderful being in the midst of Biafrans. It just feels like home. And it's amazing being here. Director, thank you very much for honoring us today with your presence. And I send greetings to all the Biafrans in the United Kingdom. I'm speaking on behalf of the National, Emeka Onyebuchi. I'm the Deputy National Coordinator of the UK. So I'm speaking on his behalf at the minute, and just to say thank you for all the hard work we've been doing so far in the UK. And we want to say, Ekumeku will happen again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Of course it will come. That is the only name that strikes fear into the heart of any white British soldier. Ask them Ekumeku, and they run away. Do we have any other people yet to be announced?
Is there anybody here that we haven't called, please? Did I miss any country?
How about our sister responsible for all the food we've been eating? Is she around? Prophetess, they call her. Is that correct? Where is she? Where is she so that she can come and also make her presence known to humanity? Because everybody is listening, including Obama, as I say all the time. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra. There is nobody who doesn't listen to Radio Biafra. If you are not listening to us, it means you are not intelligent enough to discern, to understand, and to participate. Please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans. Biafrans, freedom. I am Prophetess Gloria Amaka Ejindu. I'm from Obosi, Idemili local government in Anambra State. I'm also from Imo State, from Naze, Wosu. I'm so happy today that I have the whole world around me. I'm very, very excited. But I thank God for this very day. And why am I thanking God? I'm thanking God for the lives of the Biafrans. Amen. Amen. The Biafrans in Victoria. Biafran all the way coming down to Victoria to meet us live. It's a thing of joy. Many of us cannot get it again. So for us here, having this opportunity, you from different places, my brothers, my sisters, loved ones, in this very time, presenting yourself before God. Biafra is of God. I don't know if you know that my father, I remember before he died, he spoke much about Biafra. I was born, immediately Biafra was stopped. 2 days after Biafra was born. So I'm part of Biafra. Amen. Amen. So it's a great privilege as a prophetess, a woman of God, to be part of this race. Amen. Amen. Being part of this race is not a physical race. We have what they call the spiritual race. Praise God. And I thank God that spiritually, I'm standing with my AK 44 Nkemabura 47 Nkemabura 44 and with my army Apomojigim. I am overloaded. So Asik Ejebe. Amen. And once again, I really want to say thank you for all my great, able men that made it possible to be here. That made it possible for everyone here to be gathered. Our able president, we say thank you. We are so grateful. And every other person that I cannot mention, I'm overexcited. May God bless you all richly. And I say, may God bless all day my brothers and sisters over the whole world, listening to us all the way from Victoria. May the Lord Almighty keep you. May the Lord Almighty guide you. May the strength of the Lord never depart from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
He said, I wanted the wife of our head of Directorate of State to speak. Where is she? Mrs. Asiebu is here, is that correct? Where is she? She must say something to us. I don't care, even if she has to cover her eyes to speak. I don't care. Or maybe, Maramu Gotuku, you can give her your spectacles, your glasses. So she can wear it to speak. She must address Biafrans all over the world. Her husband is doing a fantastic job. And in whose stead we are here today, having made all of this possible, because thanks to him, this very day, we have a place we call home. We have a place we call home. Are you okay? No. Yes, she will say something to us. Oladi, good evening, Nkete. We'll take it from her. Her name only and good evening will be fine.
Good evening.
And your name, please.
Good evening. My name is Juliet Ifeanyi Asebu.
Thank you very much. That is the wife of our head of Directorate of State, who has made it possible for us to be here today. Because had she said no to her husband, the husband wouldn't be able to come out to do all that he has done and will continue to do for our country, to such women and those of them here today, the prophetess having spoken earlier, to them we owe a great deal of gratitude. A whole debt we owe to these women for allowing the men to work. And for those of you that your husbands allowed you to come out To your husbands also, we owe a huge debt of gratitude for having let you come out to serve your country. It is such people that makes Biafra what it is today. And we owe them a round of applause all over the world, wherever they may be. And as time goes on, I can assure you, most of you will speak, especially our women who are here gathered. I want them to speak one after the other. And also people from across Biafra land and the rest of humanity will be able to speak. If you are joining us for the very first time, please do not be dismayed. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are in Victoria, in the Basque region of the northern part of Spain. And the number to get hold of us on remains +34602 342 972. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is, of course, listening. All of you that wish to speak, you're going to speak later on today. But for now, what we need to do is to, first of all, bring you what I'll call a truncated version of our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day. After which, is there anybody who has something to say? I need to be directed. Is there anybody that has something to say? Any country we omitted? I haven't said anything. I know that there's a country here, is that correct, that we have not picked up, please. Has Netherlands spoken? Is that Netherlands? Where? Please, go to the microphone and speak. Go ahead.
Okay, please. Hello, good evening, Biafrans. Good evening, Honorable Director and Commander-in-Chief of the IPOB worldwide. My name is Okwu Dele Omale. I hail from Enugwuku in Njikoka local government of Biafra land. And I'm here representing Catalonia. I am the coordinator in Catalonia that consists of about 5 zones. So I'm here representing all the zones from Catalonia, and I want to thank all my coordinators over there who have been supporting me, and especially the deputy coordinator too, and the rest of them who are doing their best supporting the struggle. And I want to thank all the wonderful people of Biafra worldwide who are actually doing great job. And I also want to say thank you to our head of the Directorate of State, who is doing a great job for us here, representing worldwide here in Spain. And I say God bless Biafra, and God bless Nnamdi Kanu and all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. I believe that we have been joined by the very eminent barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu. He will tell you why he is not here, because he's supposed to be here. But the barrister is on the line, but he's a very busy man. We must understand that. Very, very busy. An attorney at law, if you have people to represent, sometimes it's very difficult to get away. I can understand that. And in his absence, I'm sure, very ably represented him. But the barrister has joined us at least to also express his gratitude to the congregation that is here from all over humanity, representing their various countries collectively as the indigenous people of Biafra. Barrister, I wonder if you can hear me. Barrister, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please go ahead.
Director, gratitude is a small word for what all of you there are gathered to do today, or have done today. I have to start by thanking the Directorate of State and his family, Omi Omiro. I have the voice of Dr. Engineer Iruanya, my own personal friend, Opidi Obieno. That is my own personal friend and a brother. I thank all of you there, all the coordinators from different countries, and from those who came from far and wide, east, west, north, or south. All of you, I greet you. You are representing Biafrans worldwide. I am not there with you physically, but I'm there with you spiritually. Director has put it the way I couldn't have put it in any other way. May Chukwuabiamah bless all of you, including our sister who reminded me of how I blow the whistle, Ocha. She was blowing the Ocha and I'm here dancing because that is my trademark.
Barrister, how can you blow Oja in Lagos? Those in Lagos, Oja on Lagos. Any Oja in Lagos?
Director, I'm an Amojiono, if you don't know. And the whistle is part of me. Edimegu Oja, up to today.
That's very good. That's very good.
Thank you, my sister. You have brought our tradition back to us. Chukwa Biama. My prophetess, she's from Nnamdi Owerri, but she lives in Anambra. May Chukwu Abiamah bless all of you individually that we have come out to demonstrate to the world that we have not all died. Regardless of few of us, we will show that we are alive. Biafra is a being. Biafra is a nation. Biafra is spiritual. And Biafra is us. May Tukwa Biama bless all of you once again, those who are there, those who couldn't be there, which were before, and all the host of others that we can remember, those we cannot remember. May Tukwa Biama bless you. Director, you are a great man. Tukwa Biama has always shown you the ways, giving you the power, giving you the strength. You will never lapse in any way. You can never look back, you can never go wanting. For the people of Biafra, have shown you resilience. They show you that they can support you at every angle that you position yourself on a compass. Whenever Caesar said, do this, is usually done. Once you make a call, people will converge, regardless of the circumstances. I'm proud of all of you there. I am proud of all of you. I'm proud of all of you. Director, I'll be standing as you read the news. Good evening to all of you.
Good evening, Barrister, the very eminent Barrister and Attorney at Law. Therefore, I will very quickly go on to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary, after which we shall accommodate as many views as possible, as many opinions as possible, because there are many of you here wishing to speak. Therefore, I wouldn't take much of your time this very day in the presentation and analysis which we shall make. As we reported the other day, things are happening in the banking sector in the zoo, and Nigerian banks are now beginning massive sackings of their staff because they no longer have money. As we said, those who are doubting the precipitous and imminent collapse of the Zoological Republic, you will have no other reason to doubt. Because even the banks are now feeling it. We don't want what happened in the past to happen to our people again. They must make adequate provision to cover themselves and their families. Even the Nigerian Youth Service, we understand, have enlisted 134,000 core members for general elections. Whatever that means, I do not know. We shall endeavor to find out. As police, it is being reported, have now arrested 4 persons with 2,000 PVCs in Benue. With the amount of voter cards stolen, I don't know how they can possibly conduct credible elections in that damnable Zoological Republic. 14 million PVCs yet to be collected as well, according to INEC. When 14 million people cannot vote, if you put it into context, I know that many years ago, I think it was Jonathan who scored 20 million votes. If 14 million people are disenfranchised, how could you possibly hold elections? The people are not prepared, and the reason for that is because you cannot put Awosa Fulani in charge of anything and then expect something very glorious to come out of it. That is why INEC is floundering. They are seriously floundering. We also know that the Islamic people in Iraq and in Syria by the name ISIS, they are now beheading captured Christians in Syria. Christians are being slaughtered in Syria. I'm not sure you will hear the Pope talk about it or any other Christian country for that matter. Because to them, once you're a Christian and outside Europe, you are on your own. They prefer Islam. And also, Jonathan is about to spend
700 billion naira in another city center project in Abuja, yet Jonathan tells us he cannot find money to build the second Niger Bridge. To build the second Niger Bridge, we need to have what is called a partnership. But Jonathan finds money to pump into Yoruba land and also into Hausa Fulani lands. I don't know how that is possible. We continue to report on the death and mayhem in the zoo, as two female suicide bombers, we are being told, have now killed four people in Borno. The death cycle continues every blessed day. People are dying every blessed day. Those that believe in Muhammad and in Islam are going out to slaughter people senselessly and mercilessly in the name of Islam. And also, we are reporting problems in River State as usual. That's political thugs on Saturday attacked members of the APC. What is happening in River State is deplorable. But today we are here at the opening ceremony of our embassy in Victoria, regardless of the time here now, which is very close to 4 minutes past 9 p.m. in the evening. We have families here, children are here, fathers are here, mothers are here, even those of them that came from far and wide. We are broadcasting live and direct to humanity. Now the news in greater detail. The continuous weakening of the zoo currency, Naira, against the dollar in recent times is hitting banks below the belt, and they would have no choice than to lay off some of their staff and cut some of their expenses as well. The president of the Association of Senior Staff of Banks, Insurance and Financial Institutions, Comrade Sunday Salako, said banks and other financial institutions in the zoo are not immune from the shocks created by the Naira fall. And then you ask yourself, why is the Naira falling? The Naira is falling because the zoo do not manufacture anything. You even import rice, you import petrol, you import cosmetics, you import powder. You also import apatios. In most instances, there is nothing they don't import inside the zoo. Everything is imported. And because you don't manufacture anything, there isn't any strong performing economy to underpin your currency. Because of that, your currency becomes worthless and useless. That is why everybody calling himself or herself a Nigerian is worthless and useless as the Naira. That is the best thing you can tell somebody saying he or she is a Nigerian. You say, may you become as worthless as the Naira. Because Naira itself is absolutely worthless. It doesn't worth anything at all. And because of that, if you have relatives working in the bank, very soon you'll be sending them money as well, Western Union or MoneyGram, to be able to feed themselves, because they can no longer afford to feed themselves. There is no way, according to this very chairman of the Association of Senior Staff of Banks, Insurance and Financial Institutions, there is no way the Naira fall in the country will not affect the banks. Most of the banks in the zoo also borrow in foreign denominated currencies. They have to pay more in Naira now to service the loan because of the fall in Naira value. That will have a toll on the balance sheets of the bank. Do you know that the zoo banks also go abroad to borrow as well and service those loans in Naira? What they borrow it to do, I do not know. They are more like glorified Bureau de Change. Reminds me of the zoo universities, more like glorified secondary schools. It's been reported that a total of 134 core members of the National Youth Service, NYSC, will participate in the coming general elections in the zoo. The Director General of the scheme, Brigadier General Johnson Olawumi, has said, I don't know what a Brigadier General is doing serving in the NYSC, but it is the zoo. Anything is possible. They are probably going to sacrifice 134,000 people, of which a sizable proportion of them are going to be Biafrans. Any of them posted in the Boko Haram controlled territories is as good as dead. So if you have a relative wishing to serve in NYSC in those areas as a returning officer or somebody who works in a polling booth, then you might as well prepare for their burial, because they will die there. It's as simple as that. Because the zoo is crumbling. Even the banks are not immune to the nonsense that is happening in the zoo. And to compound all these problems, why we believe very firmly and seriously that there can never be any elections in the zoo. The police in Benue State have arrested four people in possession of over 2,000 voter cards. The permanent voter cards, the PVCs, they call them. The State Commissioner of Police, Mr. Hyacinth Dagala, confirmed the arrest to reporters in Makurdi only yesterday. He said the arrest was made following a tip-off
Mr. Hastings called on youths to stay clear of electoral malpractice and violence. He also assured residents of the state that the police would provide adequate security during and after the forthcoming elections. Everybody is a criminal, including the youths. If you can steal voter cards and sell to politicians, even the better for you, because the entire country itself is criminalized and people don't even feel anything at all. They feel nothing at all, at all, at all. We are also reporting, according to the INEC chairman, that ahead of the 2015 general election, which is this year, they have scheduled for next month, a total of 14,509 permanent voter cards are yet to be distributed. The latest data from the National Electoral Commission revealed yesterday they have not distributed nearly 14 million voter cards. And if you consider that Jonathan won an election with 20 million votes, that tells you all you need to know regarding the state of hopelessness of the zoo. Why we insist very firmly and with every conviction and assurance that elections cannot hold inside the Zoological Republic. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct from Victoria, where we shall this very evening, according to our time here, allow as many people as possible to participate in our programming by giving them the opportunity to speak their mind. This very evening, any questions you have as well, you are more than welcome to bring it this way. We are reporting that ISIS, the Islamic group, they have now started the execution of captured Syrian Christians. The same thing will happen to all of us if we allow Boko Haram to march into Biafran territory. For those who don't know, ISIS is a metamorphosed version of Al-Qaeda. They were previously in Iraq. Now they have spread their tentacles. They are also in Syria as well. That is to tell anybody that when you are confronting a very dangerous, a very psychologically demented sect like Boko Haram that believes in the propagation of Islam through jihad, which is violence, you must please take care of yourselves, because if you don't, they will come to Owerri. One day, Boko Haram will travel to Harajuku. There is nothing anybody can do about it. They have tried before, and since history has a way of repeating itself, I see no need or reason why they should not try again. Therefore, we must do everything we can, Biafran families all around the world, to ensure that we stay very, very strong, and also to ensure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible, because Biafra remains the only antidote to the spread of virulent, violent jihadist Islam. Very, very important. We understand that. Because ISIS are now killing people, killing Christians, and what do you think Boko Haram will do to you when they get to your village? You either convert or they kill you. President Goodluck Jonathan has concluded plans to kickstart the development of the Abuja City Center, which will cost $3.5 billion. Where did they get the money from? I don't know. Disclosing this yesterday in Abuja, when investors in the Abuja City Center project made an in-depth presentation to the FCT admins team, Minister of the Federal Capital Territory Administration, FCTA, Senator Balam Muhammad, noted that the project was one of the milestone achievements of the transformation agenda of President Goodluck Jonathan in the Federal Capital Territory. This money is being wasted on Abuja from Biafra land. This was money gotten from the sale of oil, crude oil, only occurring in Biafra land. There is no project in the entire Biafra land, including Bayelsa. If you are in Rivers, if you are in Akwa Ibom, if you are in Cross River, it doesn't matter if you're in Delta, irrespective of the fact that you're in any of the so-called Southeast states. Jonathan has never before spent $1 billion on any project. The Niger Bridge was going to cost only $120 billion. Jonathan said he can only afford $90 billion. We should go and look for $30. But this same man, this same human being answering Azikiwe, have now decided to lavish $3.5 billion in Abuja that is considered already developed. I don't know what sense people can make of this very person. I don't know what is wrong with him. I got some representation saying we shouldn't insult Jonathan, we should love him. It is a bit difficult to love somebody willing to spend $3.5 billion in Abuja when in his village there is no light. It doesn't make sense to me. I know some of us are monkeys and baboons, but just this one doesn't make sense to me at all. Abuja is already developed. Abuja have swallowed all the money coming from the zoo, from oil fields of Biafra land. Yet they want to go and spend additional 3.5 million there. I don't know the type of God that made certain individuals. But if you ask me, very frankly, some people should not have been created or born in the first place. They are a disgrace to themselves. And this man happens to be one of them. Two female suicide bombers killed four in Borno. I know that we have so much reported the killings going on in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North that some of us have become immune to the death of other people. It's very typical of black people. They don't move when you kill other people. When you kill them, all the relatives can do is to mourn and cry for 24 hours. And then they go to church and give everything they have to General Overseer. And that person is forgotten. But we are reporting today that two women believed to be suicide bombers have caused explosion and killed two other persons while waiting by roadside to go to Damaturu, the capital of Yobe State. The two women in their late 20s and wearing long hijabs seem to have been activated by their Boko Haram accomplices for a major suicide bombing operation, but unforeseen circumstances did not permit them to carry out their heinous act. I know that if a Boko Haram man dies in the course of fighting for jihad, they get 72 virgins. I don't know how many men the women get. Does anybody know how many women, how many men they get, the women? Up to 1 million men. I hope not Igbo men. I hope not Igbo men they give to them. Very sad indeed. Suspected political thugs on Saturday attacked members of the APC who were setting up equipment and canopies for a scheduled political rally. The APC chairman in Okrika, Christian Asifa Maka, has just said in a statement entitled "Again, the PDP-led federal government attacks people of Okrika." An email to a newspaper on Saturday morning, Mr. Asifa Maka said his party members were shot at and chased away as they raided the venue for a scheduled rally. I don't know how they are going to concede defeat to anybody, but if anyone tells you that the zoo will emerge from 2015 intact, that person needs his or her brains examined. I know the level of decay and backwardness inherent in some people from that part of the world, but every indication points to an inevitable collapse of the damnable zoological republic. Today, I'm sure some of you will be thinking to yourselves, thank goodness for Biafra. Because the more I look at a typical Nigerian, the more I think that it is worthwhile for me to do business with a monkey and baboon than to do it with a Nigerian. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our very truncated, very abbreviated news presentation this very evening. We are live in Victoria and our people are here. The lines are also open. I am sure the barrister will come back to me. And as the microphone goes round for each and every one of you to speak, those wishing to do so, you will also excuse me from time to time. I will interrupt your flow to go to the lines to take calls because people are calling us from right across this very planet because this is Radio Biafra. Everybody listens to us because here they learn. Here they understand, here they become enlightened, and here they become civilized. We are in Victoria, as I keep saying, and humanity is here as well. Let us defer to the line for a second before we come to you. Please, whoever is in charge of the microphone, ready it for the people to speak if they can. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, if you may.
Yes, this is Okera Fokera for Michael, for calling from Owerri West.
Thank you very much. Are you listening to Radio Biafra this minute?
Of course, my brother. I'm getting the Radio Biafra.
How are you listening?
Thank you very much,
Hold on. How are you listening? Is it via satellite or via radio? We need to know. How are you listening? Via satellite or via radio?
We are very, very happy here, my director.
He is not listening to me, is he? I don't know how we're going to win a war with people who don't listen. I will ask you again, can you tell me how you are listening to Radio Biafra? Is it via satellite or via radio?
I'm listening through satellite this evening.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
The very FM have been removed from this area and they sent to another place. Yes, the FM have been removed from here and they sent to another place. So my brother, we are listening through flashlight.
So have you tried to get it on radio and it's not there? Because we understand that Owerri West is also covered.
Yes, my director, I tried to get it on the FM, but I couldn't.
Okay, please go
on. I'm listening through satellite this evening.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, what I'm saying now is we are very, very happy for what is happening in Spain tonight. We are very, very happy. Right on, dear friends. We are 100% ready here at home. We are behind you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And now it is the turn of those of you here. Two or three of you will speak, and then I go to the line to take a call. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open, but our people are here, and we want them to speak. Who wants to speak? I know that Peter Ewuzie is here. Is that correct? From Cork. Is that correct? Yes. All of our people are here. I need people to... Unatonyi Kwoku Gogin, you don't want to speak? Eh? Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra, lovers of freedom, enemies of Biafra too, and our neighbors too. I want to say a very special thank you to Biafrans in Spain here, because the way they welcomed us is very nice. When I was playing the whistle, somebody said, Oboja Jilipu Yomwayo. At the same time, I also want to say thank you very much to Agunobi, who made it possible for me to be here. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. So it's a very nice thing. I want to reflect on the news headline. Oh, my name is Ifeoma Linda Chimoba. I am Adenugwu in Njikoka local government area, Biafra land. I think I have my brother here too. Yeah, thank you very much. Going by the news headline, of course, the Naira is devaluing every day. And there is nothing the Nigerian government can do about it. Imagine it with the fact that Boko Haram is busy doing their business with the female suicide bombers. It's not a good news. And that's all. That is all I want to say. Thank you very much.
And thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the flute you played. And thank you for everything you bring to the table in terms of this restoration effort. I don't know if people are no longer queuing up to speak. If you want to speak, please, as our sister have just done, keep it as brief as possible. As brief as possible. We are going over to the line, please, if you permit me, to our line here. +34602342976. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? 972.
Yes, I can hear you.
Please, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nnamdi Obiora. I'm calling from Abuja State.
Thank you. Please go ahead. Yeah. We are in Victoria, in northern Spain. Go ahead.
I want to thank you, all of you, for a wonderful job you are doing over there.
Thank you.
I'm listening to Radio Biafra every time. I appreciate what you are doing there.
Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can hear you here loud and clear. Everybody can hear you, including the rest of the world. We are listening live and direct to you as you speak. Please go ahead, or have you finished?
I say my name is Nnamdi. I'm calling from Abuja State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. That, incidentally, is also my name, Nnamdi. Thank you very much.
I want to thank you for what you are doing there.
Thank you.
I appreciate what you are doing there. I say, may God bless all of you abundantly.
He say. Thank you very much for that, a caller from Abuja. Do we have somebody that wishes to speak? Do we? Yes, please go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans. This is Fred Onyale. I'm talking here in Victoria, live and direct. I want to say that history has been made today. History has been made today by all of us here gathered from different parts of the world. This shows that Biafrans, they are very, very conscious of what they are doing, and they really want Biafra to come. For us to sacrifice, to come from different parts of the world, to gather here and open our office here, is something great. So I thank everyone who has made it possible to be here. And as many that could not make it, I have in my net those who were writing from Senegal that they could have been here, but it was not possible. So I want to thank them for their efforts. As well, I want to thank the Biafrans in Germany, the BIG, there's many of them who couldn't make it. I want to tell them that they are well represented. We are in a very serious situation, and this situation, everybody is needed to make progress. I always say it, that the small thing you do towards the restoration of Biafra is very important. Director cannot do all. We all have one thing or the other to do to make sure that Biafra is restored. It's not left for all of us alone. Even those who are not yet among us, they have their own thing to do when the time comes. So do not be afraid or do not be discouraged when you are talking to somebody you know that he's supposed to be with you and he is not coming or even calling you names. Don't be worried. When time comes, he will do his own. As far as Biafra is concerned, because I'm very sure that Biafra is coming. So I thank you all. I thank Director and I thank everybody who is making things to work out. God bless Biafra.
And Mechukwu Abiama, bless you too. Thank you very much for that. We have a caller. No, we don't. No, we don't. Where do we go to? Let's go to this other line to see who is there. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, my name is Ara O'Ara. I'm calling from Ababota, from Ebonyi State in Afibo.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Did you say Arab? I don't understand.
Ara, A-R-U-A, Ara O'Ara.
Okay, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you very well. Please go ahead. There is a time delay from us to you. Please go ahead. We can hear you very well. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just calling to appreciate the good work you people are doing over this, our country, Biafra. My belief and my trust is to see this Biafra coming to be a reality. And being the reality all over the world, we are hearing what is happening in this zone. And I believe that this zone has expired. And I believe that God is going to, Chukwu Abiama is going to help you people and the good work you people are doing. Chukwu Abiama, the hand of Chukwu Abiama is upon you people. And no weapon function against you people that will prosper. Because this zone has expired. And I see the good works you people are doing. And I begin to refer it in the book of Genesis chapter 12. When God said, Abraham, I'm taking you back to a land. And this land is going to flow with milk and honey. And Abraham was going and he has to take Lot with him. Along the line, heaven was closed. In Genesis chapter 13 verse 14, God separated Abraham from Lot because of mistakes. And God has separated your people from Lot. Those people that have been causing problems in Biafran land that doesn't want Biafran to come to pass. And God has brought you people together to be a blessing to Biafran land. My prayer and my heart desire, and I keep on praying for your people every day, that this year we are going to emerge. No matter what they may do, no matter what they may try, and I know that this election will never hold, because it can never hold. There is a problem in the zone, trouble every day, and I am praying that Chukwu Abiama is going to give us the power, what he did to Abraham. And at the end of everything, God bless him exceedingly. Biafran land is blessed.
We are blessed. These people have been using us. Look at the amount of money the president wants to go and spend in Abuja.
Exactly.
What about us? Our city in Abuja, no road, nothing is happening. I rest my case here. May Chukwa Biama be with your people. And we are praying for your people every day and night. The Chukwa Biama is going to help us. We are going to emerge by the grace of God. God is going to bless us. We are already blessed. These people have robbed us of our blessing. And when the wrath of God will come, we are prepared. We are prepared. I keep on telling people even this night, I am annoyed. I am ready, prepared. I'm prepared for anything. And I know that God is going to help us. This year will never pass us. The hand of God has come. God has come. And because God has come, we are going to emerge. Whether they believe it or not, this election is not going to go. God bless you. Keep on. We are praying for you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Emmanuel Okoye. I'm calling from Anambra State in Biafra land.
Where in Anambra are you calling from, please?
Anambra is Nobi. Then we start local government.
Thank you. And Agun Nobi is here. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to say this man that brings us out and disgraces us and go and collect money from disgrace, a very big disgrace to us.
Who is the man you're talking about, or woman?
It's a man.
Who is this man? Hello?
Hello? Are you hearing me?
I can hear you now. Which man went and collected money and from who?
I forgot his name, but he's the man that went to Abuja. I'm saying that he's the leader of Biafra.
Which one? When you are in Abuja again, did anybody, did anybody else go to Abuja? We may have to check your tickets to see who traveled to Abuja without telling us. Amandia Neze. Thank you very much, my dad. I think he's talking about that man. That man. He's talking about that man. Unata Hikwokwe, but you don't want to say anything here? My goodness me. All of you should queue up and say something, please. This is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. The caller on the, not caller, please. They are here with us. We're in Victoria. The person on the microphone, please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I'm back to the microphone again. Thank you, Director. God bless you for all the good job you have doing for we people, indigenous people of Biafra. My name again is Innocent Maramu Gochukwu. I'm the National Coordinator in the United States of America. I reside in Dallas, Texas. And I heard from Mbudi Noru, local government of Biafra land. My people all over the world, especially the Biafrans here, I thank you to be here today, to be in your mix. I want to use this opportunity to recognize my lovely wife, who did everything possible to make sure I didn't miss my flight. She woke me up, take good care of me, and make sure I get to the airport, and I find I'm here in Victoria, Spain. Thank you, my darling, Chinyere Maramu Gochukwu. And my kids that I left behind, who are Biafrans, every time, if I'm busy doing something I never turned Biafra radio on, they come to me, especially my daughter. Daddy, Radio Biafra is on. I have to listen to Radio Biafra, or there's no food, Daddy. And again, I come here to thank the whole people in Spain, especially our Director of State, Uchenas Yebu, known as Omiomio, Wakoma, and my honorable COC that I came here with, known as Dr. Urania. He's a wonderful man. Since he held that post, everything changed.
He's a real true Biafran. And again, I still have to recognize my brother that I came here with, known as Obid Obienu, a man from Idemini, my in-law at the same time too. He has a new man. By saying that, I should never ever forget all my coordinators in United States of America. Because without them, America will not be where they are today. By saying this, I must first of all recognize the man, the only man known as our brother, the American continent of is very, 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 very healthy day today. No, but thank you. That he is somewhere working hard for the people of Biafra. Wanneyi, you missed a lot today, but we still remember you. You are our brother indeed. And again, my coordinator in Atlanta, Mazi Uyen Uchenna Naji, my national coordinator in Atlanta. And again, my Ezekwesiri from New York, Andrew Ugo, the assistant in New York. Again, and all the time, the young Reverend Reginald Opera from Washington, D.C. All these people are the people who make me to be here today and be proud of what I'm doing. And Nebraska, my brother, Obunyapa. Now, my brother, Adekwa Mama, I sent your message to director. So, Adia Mama.
I can confirm that I got it.
Yes. Because you're a good man. He's a secretary for the Dallas Zone.
He is.
And today, we are here to do what? To fight. To talk about Biafra. And believe it, Biafra is here. By the name Victoria, have already made it possible for us to know that we are victory. So, we are not going back. Biafra or nothing. I don't believe it. Either Biafra or death. And to tell the whole world, we come in peace to get Biafra, but we brought hell with us. Thank you, and may God bless all people of Biafra all over the world.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please, the next person before I go to the line. I think Agunobi is waiting from Russia to speak. Agu Jebe. This is not lion. Agu is tiger. This is the tiger with AK-47. Please, who is on the microphone, please?
Director, I'm on the line.
Please go ahead.
I want to thank you people, listeners from all over the world, particularly. My name is Elder Longinus Nodim from Owerri. I am speaking directly from Victoria, the embassy of our desired nation, Biafra. And I want to speak directly to my people at home. The Owerri people, the Imo people, please tune in to Radio Biafra. Remain who you are. I want to assure you one thing. That thing is that the sleeping medicine the British gave us during the time they merged us with the Zoo have expired. And when the medicine expired, the man will wake up aggressively. We have woken up aggressively. And I want every Owerri man, every Imo man, no matter which zone you come from, be it Okigwe, Olu, and Owerri, be strong. Your liberation have come. Listen to the radio, Biafra. Give your contribution without fear. Matakwano, no one okwe kuru mahalo logwanwa. Shawosa batanoka, uruolo Owerri. Kanye rakwe kwe. Kande Boko Haram, harutakwoka abatakwa hoere. So jikwanu nandi kere elu kwa lulu before. Aman kwata kwaya nonya wenyim. Aman kwata kwaya nonya osa wenyim. Anige so nde Biafra. Nihirani soro Biafra malolu yanambo. Nde wono. Yaga zielunu. Ebobulunu.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Before the next person speaks, I believe that I have somebody on Skype. Is that correct? Could you please confirm your name and where you are, because we are Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Agujewe Shansen Bajito. I'm from Ebumwenemotorunewi, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm national coordinator from Russia.
Thank you.
First, I want to greet all my fellow coordinators that make it today in Victoria. And my greeting go to my boss, Omiomio, and his wife, to welcome everyone, make everybody happy today in the Victoria. I'm very sorry that we are not here today because of the sanction we have here. Our visa delayed to get because Russia, you need this visa to come Europe. I'm very sorry for that. And I hope, by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, the next hosting will be in Russia as soon as possible. My fellow coordinators, I'm very sorry that I'm not there today. I'm really want to see all my coordinators, like Agunobi and Co. He's my mentor, my director. We are with you today. After they refused us visa, we plan to the whole executive to be in my place today to talk to everybody today. But because of the depth of opposition in Russia today, everybody is indoor. Because nobody knows who will be the next.
My goodness.
But I'm here telling everyone that the whole Russia IPOB is supported what is going on in Victoria today. Thank you very much. Director.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Agunobi is one of us and he is in Russia. It is... Sorry? I keep saying Agunobi. Agunobi is a good man. He is a very good man. So is Agujebe. They said the man was calling who rang earlier. I have just gotten clarification from Danny Njoku that the man was talking about Rafael Owasurike. Onyoshi another person. He said indeed, but you vote for Jonathan because he gave Ojukwu state burial. You know, an Igbo man doing freedom fighting. A Biafran can. As I was saying before, I think there was a brother who was lecturing us the other day on how the word Igbo came about. That Igbo was used just to identify a group of people. They were called the Igbos and the Bibios. Because for those who don't understand, Igbo is a language and not a people. For your information, I repeat, Igbo is a language and not a people. It is a categorization. Not the distinct identification of a people because you are Biafrans. And as I said before, I want you to go to any history book that is 150 years old and show me if you can find Igbo in it. You'll only see one thing. And what is that thing you can see? An Aman Indian Ekweba. What is that thing you can see? Biafra. As simple as that. Biafra is... as old. In fact, Israel is older than Biafra by 578 years. By only 578 years. Only. Because Israel has been going for nearly 5,580 years or thereabout. These are the things that some of you may have to understand. I hope I'm within the margin of error of about 200. I give myself plus or minus 200 years either way. Plus or minus 200 years from 5,578 years. These are some of the things that we do not know, but this is Radio Biafra. What we don't know, we learn on this very platform. I have somebody on Skype as well. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are. We are live in Victoria in Spain. Go ahead.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Sebastian Ifeanyi Chukwuemeka Gabriel. I'm calling you from Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm, Sweden. Your people are here. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the PRO for Stockholm. First of all, I want to show my gratitude for what is going on in Spain. And I want to greet my general coordinator, Agunobi. Agunobi, I'm very proud of you. And Nenda, I'm very proud of both of you. Director, I don't have much to say. I just want to show my gratitude and show how happy I am for what is going on. And I want to announce our meeting tomorrow as well with the indigenous people of Biafra here in Stockholm. We're having our meeting tomorrow evening by 4 o'clock Swedish time. And the place is at Kwahome Central. And I want to give out my number should in case anybody wants to contact us. If you don't know the venue of the meeting, I want to give out my number on air. And the number is 076-7511-457. I repeat, 056-7511-457. We are calling on the Biafras here in Stockholm to come and join us. As we can see what is going on, the train is moving very fast. So if you don't join us now, it may be too late for you. Director, I want to say once again, congratulations to all Biafra worldwide. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are here. We are live. Are they here? Please I want them to write up. Please, I want them to rise up and speak, please. Our women here to speak. There are many of them here. We want them to also speak. Do we have any of them ready to speak? Please go ahead.
Good evening, the director. Good evening, Biafra. Good evening, everybody. My name is Mrs. Emanuela Opara Nozie. I'm from Eziago, Enugu, Biafra land.
Hold on. Is Eziago where your husband comes from?
No, my husband is from Imo State.
How can you come from Eziago when your husband
I'm from Owerri, Imo State.
That's better.
I'm happy to be part of this occasion. I pray that Chukwu Abiama will see us through in this our struggle. God bless Biafra.
Ise. Thank you very much. All our women here, please, those who can speak. I know that there are some of them, when they see the microphone, they faint. Please, those who can speak, go ahead. The next person.
Good evening, Biafra. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
And good evening, all Biafras all over the world. My name is Ijeoma Christiana Omeda. I come from Olo, Imo State, Biafra land. I am happy to be in the midst of Biafras today. I have been listening on the radio Biafra. Today, I'm honored to be in the midst of the names of the people that have been speaking in Radio Biafra. And thank God today that I've seen our director, Nnamdi Kanu. I'm honored. And once again, I'm still calling on women because everybody here is all men. But we women, as they say that we are wise, that it has been said that the women first eat the first fruit and they are wise. So I'm encouraging all the women to come out, not stay in the house or encouraging their husband by the back. I want them to come out and I encourage them to come out because Biafra is not meant for only men. So I'm encouraging all the women all over the world to come out and let us fight for this freedom of Biafras. Good evening and thank you.
Thank you very much and well spoken. Thank you very, very much and well spoken. You know, when they say that women are wiser than... It's a very good logic. After all, they ate the fruit first before the man. You know, so once they discovered that the best way for them... Women are very crafty. Is to get everybody to commit sin at the same time so that God will punish everybody and not just the women. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Well spoken, please. The next person, if you may, please go ahead.
Good evening, Brefra. My name is Ndidi Ifany from Anambra, Iyala, Brefra. I'm not like Ada Ndibo, one of Victoria. And I'm a chief member.
I like that. Adibo, one.
and I'm still member of Brefra. Right from the day they say Brefra will hold in this Victoria. And I believe and I'm strong that we will make it and we will make it in this Brefra in Jesus' name.
He said,
thank you.
Before the next person speaks, please, we are live on air. Mind you, even Jonathan is listening. Very, very important. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from? We are live in Victoria and this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director, and good morning, good afternoon to all Biafrans all over the world and friends of Biafra. This is Mazi Kenneth Jonathan Arongwa Oji, the coordinator of Luhav in France.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I want to say congratulations and the more grace to your Ebos for what is happening in Victoria, Spain. I wish I would have been there, but Mazi Edoziam is aware of my situation, and that's why I wasn't there. And but I'm following all that is happening. I say, may God bless you, bless all our brothers and sisters who are gathered there with you, and bless all Biafrans and friends of Biafrans all over the world.
Yes,
I want to say that what we are doing, that Biafra is already here. We are not talking about when or how is Biafra coming. Biafra is already here. Only we have to be steadfast and we have to unite and continue our struggle. The end is near. Thank you very much. I greet all of you there. May God bless all of you. My spirit is there. My flesh is not there, but my spirit and my household, all of us, my wife, my children, we are all there with you. God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too as well. Thank you very much. That is part of the family in France. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live at our embassy in Victoria. And when I say embassy, I mean embassy of our kiosk. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Please, do we have anybody else lined up to speak? I know most of you are wondering when our sister Nenaya will call this evening. Is that correct? There are some coordinators who are panicking that our sister Nenaya will call. You know, that is the Ngozi Okonji Wala. A better one. She's a better one. She is far more prudent than Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. She will make a better finance minister than her. This is Radio Biafra. Because the names of coordinators who are still falling by the wayside will be announced and they will be stripped of their position live on air. So just pray her call doesn't come through. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody on the microphone?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Amadeus Chukwuma Ekezie from Olo in Olo local government, Biafra land. By special God grace, PRO, Indigenous People of Biafra, in Treviso Zone, Italy. I'm here to witness the event in our embassy in Victoria. This is a victory for Biafrans. I thank the fellow Biafrans all over the world, and especially those living in Treviso Zone. I want to assure them that the message they sent to me, I'm here live to represent them. And when I'm going back, I'll let them know that I witnessed the event. And I will narrate the story well to them, for them to know that I'm here live. I don't want to have much to say. Good evening, all.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Do we have somebody else, please? You go. I want as many of you as possible to speak, please, especially our women to speak. Very, very important. Extremely important. Those of you holding on the line, stay where you are. We shall come to you. Please go ahead, if you may.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name's Onyeka Shuku Ezemba. I am from Amwoka in Ihiara local government, Anambra State, Biafra land. great man, Commander Sir, want to use this opportunity to say, you worth of dying for. You worth of dying for. And we will serve you. Onyeka Shukwe Zemba will serve you. We serve Biafra till death. And so many of you might, many people are saying that they don't hear me again on radio. But I want to use the opportunity to tell them I am working. I am working. I don't mean normal work. I'm working for Biafra. And I give chance for the new people to come in so that I don't engage this line. That is my principle, and the great man himself knows that is my policy. But I want to use the opportunity to tell Amwaka people, I hope all of you are listening, and those who are not listening, please tune in now. I am here. Onyeka Shukwe Zembuno, everyone of you knows me very well, whether you are from Ozara, Amwaka, or Nihia, the local government. But now, please tune your FM right now, Radio Biafra is in FM. Listen and see what is happening in Victoria, our embassy. We have come here, we are standing on the mountain Zion, no retreat, no surrender. If I die for Biafra, it's a great privilege to give my life for this great honor, which our over 3.something million die for. So I urge every one of us, please, to do the same. I want to use the opportunity to greet all the coordinators, our COC, and all the executive of IPOB family. I say more greets to your elders. We appreciate all your effort today. Thank you very much for coming. Ebeka Unusi Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much. One of us in Germany. Very resolute, very determined. Let us go to the lines, please, before we come back to you people who are here with us. Do we have somebody on the microphone? Just wait for a second, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, Director.
And good evening from here, Victoria in Spain. Please, your name and where you are.
May God bless you, Director.
And you too.
And bless the Biafra in Victoria.
You see?
My name is Kibike Amade. I'm calling from here in Hong Kong. I'm from Owerri in Biafra land.
Thank you. From Hong Kong, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody here in Victoria. I'm so happy this night to hear your voice. I'm so happy this night to hear what is happening today in Victoria. I just call you to tell you thank you. And thank you all the Biafrans in Victoria.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the line, on the phone. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name for the listening public and the audience here gathered and where you're calling from, please, if you may.
Director, may you call me, I bless you.
And you too.
My name is Michel Nsadarata. I'm calling from Indonesia.
From Indonesia, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes. My director, honestly, I'm so happy for what is happening today in Victoria. Chukwu Abiyama is our God. That name, Victoria alone, have already given us assurance. I've already given you assurance that victory must come this year.
You said?
Yeah, Director. Yeah, I want to use the opportunity to thank all the editorial of Radio Biafra and also all the officers that are there with you. That I say that as they come there to stay with you and they come there to honor the invitation that Chukwu Abiyama, we surely bless them all. That whatever expenses they do, that whatever they bring out the money they raise to the expenses, that this new, today here in Indonesia, we have entered into a new month, that this month, that Chukwu Abiyama, we replenish your pocket 1 million fold. And yes, also sir. I pray that whatever that we need to make this restoration of Biafra to be in a place that you could be able to supply it to us all. So that I want to thank you once again, and also I want to thank as many of those that couldn't make it to be there. That Tony Chukwuabiamo knows the reason why. That all our quest is to restore Biafra, and I pray that Biafra will come to restoration this year. I want to make just a few announcements, if you allow me, sir.
Yes, go ahead, and very quickly, please. If you there too many people want to speak, go ahead.
Okay. I want to use this opportunity, this medium, to announce our meeting tomorrow. There's already today in Indonesia.
Yes.
In the first of March, 2015. Oh my God! Look at us. Everything is going. First of March, we are already celebrating our own embassy here in Indonesia. Director, this year, Chukwuabiamo, we march us into Biafra land.
He said.
So, I want to call all my brothers here in Indonesia for our meeting tomorrow, being the 1st of March, 2015, at the Kelapa Garden Batavia, at Best African Restaurant, Kopi's Place. And tomorrow is 3 p.m., I am going to tell everybody to be in attendance of the meeting because we have so many important things to discuss because there's no time on our side. Thank you, Director. And may Chukwuabiamo bless all the old Biafra all over the world. May Chukwuabiamo bless all the Biafrans. Thank you. I remain blessed, sir.
Thank you very much, and you too as well. And I say, to that, please, do we have somebody on the microphone? If they are there, can they please proceed, if they may? Go ahead.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Cynthia Madu from Okwodo. Okay, my name is Cynthia Madu from Okwodo, Isu Njaba local government of Imo State.
Thank you.
I'm living in Victoria. I'm a member of Biafra and also serving in Biafra as well. I like everything you people are doing here. And I will support in any way, in anything I can do to support Biafra's, I will support. So I thank God for doing it, everything possible today. So I give a glory to God in anything. So I'll be happy if we can be, you know, get the Biafrans so we can be free from Nigerians. Thank you very much. Thank you, coordinators, and thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, our dear sister. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. For those not accustomed to what we are doing, we are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening. We had somebody before on the line, and I don't know if they are there now, but we must try. It is our responsibility and duty to try. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hi, good evening, Director.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are?
My name is Ike Chupu Onwa. I'm calling from South Africa.
Thank you very much, Ike Chupu Onwa from South Africa. Please go ahead.
I'm very, very delighted to see this, I must say. I'm very, very happy. You know, this is a very big progress in the right direction. For us to have an embassy in Spain, it's such a huge thing to me. You know, I don't know about other people, but I can, you know, visualize our victory, you know, not so far away. And I just want to say that Biafra, to me, I would liken it to the phoenix bird, you know, just like, you know, from the ashes of a phoenix, we shall rise, you know, as a people, you know, as a collective. And victory is attainable. It's going to happen to Nigeria like a dream. Because as far as they're concerned, you know, they thought that we're just joking, that we're a bunch of unserious people, but, which is good for us, you know, because we are going to cut them on our ways. And when they least expect it, you know, we will destroy them all and recapture our image and personality and who we are. So thank you, Director, for the good job. And thank to all the people who made that dream a reality. Thank you, and may Chukwudeoma bless you all.
He said, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra from right across the face of this very planet. We welcome callers and listeners of every shade, of every persuasion, of every ideology, as long as it points to the inexorable extrication of Biafra from the damnable zoological republic. I despise Nigeria with every passion. I hate that very place. I don't know why tsunami cannot go there. I don't know why there is no earthquake. I wish I had the powers to command all these natural destructive forces to descend upon that hellhole created by the British for the enslavement of the children of light. I don't like it. Do we have anybody on the microphone?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans. Good evening, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are. My name is Festus Sunoka. I am from Azia Enehiala, local government of Biafra land. I am the coordinator of the indigenous people of Biafra, residing in Verona, Italy, under the leadership of Michael Iraya, the national coordinator. I am here this evening to represent and fly the flyer of the Verona, the indigenous people of Biafra reside in Verona. I am here to fly the flyer, to fly the flag of the rising sun that you people gave to me as your own son, to serve you, those that believe in truth and honest that is in Verona. You all know yourselves. I cannot be measuring names because of the time, but I say Meshuku Abiyama bless you all. With you all people around me, I know Verona will never disappoint this race. And we will surely represent ourselves in any occasion that we are as a Verona group. All in the name of Italy. I greet all my coordinators, those that missed their flight. I said, Meshuku Abema, bless you all. And I greet all my herders here with me today. I am honored to be under you, to serve under you people, to serve under Biafra. Whatever you say, I do. I don't have any choice, but today, I'm very glad, I'm happy. I want to use this opportunity to say, to greet my honorable wife, Miss Florence Uloka. I greet you because you are strongly behind me. If without you, I don't think I can do this. Because, thank you, Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Part of the family in Italy, very, very strong under the able leadership of Michael Iraya, who is rather unfortunately indisposed today. Before, he has been coming to all our gatherings, and long may they continue to serve their country. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Director, I thank you so much for what you are doing for us. And I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will give you the strength and the wisdom to lead us. I also give special thanks to the indigenous people of Biafra here in Victoria that hosted us. May Chukwu Abiyama give you more strength to do this job. Thank you very much. I also use this opportunity to thank indigenous people of Biafra in Ireland, and also my national coordinator, Isaiah Yoba, that is here with me. My name is Peter Ewuzie. I am the zonal coordinator of Cork chapter in the Republic of Ireland, and I am from Aba in Wangre local government area in Biafra land. Thank you very much. I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will bless all Biafra and grant us, all of us, our journey mercy to all our various countries. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much. I'm Echukwu Abiam. I bless you too. I have a caller on the line. If they can please wait here for a second, let's go to the world and those listening. The caller on the line, I presume on Viber, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Michael Abaworo. I'm calling from Minnesota, United States.
Thank you very much.
I'm a native of Emekuku, Owerri, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah, Director, I earnestly desire to be in Victoria, but due to my health, I couldn't make it. Because I have been praying, desiring that Biafra should come today, tomorrow. Because the cold here is killing me, and I want to go back home.
I understand.
Yeah, I explained to my coordinator, Ugochukwu Maram, I was following all the things sequentially, making all traveling arrangements. But the fact that during winter, I don't have my health. I've been struggling since the beginning of this winter. And believing and praying that Biafra should come this time so that I go back home. I am using this opportunity to thank you for all that you have been doing for Biafrans. You bless your life on the line for this struggle. And God Almighty will continue to lead you, will continue to bless you.
You see, and you too.
I am using this opportunity to thank the people of Victoria. They have done us proud, no doubt about it. And for those who are just yapping, talking that Biafra is not going to come, this is a clear evidence. They should see this and they should believe. I am also seizing this opportunity to tell my people, Director, you're a student of the war history, and you know how Owerri people fought tenaciously to the letter. Even when the war ended, Owerri people were still fighting.
That is
and true. I'm using this opportunity to call them. They should not be left behind in this struggle. This is real. Most of the times when I listen to Radio Biafra, I don't hear where people calling.
Because Barrister is here all the time. That is why. Because Barrister is representing Owerri. He is with us all the time. That is why they don't call too much. Please go ahead.
Okay. That is okay. But I want them to be calling to show their interest. And now, I thank God also that our brothers in the riverine areas have joined us. That is for my joy is full. Director, Chukwu Abiama will continue to protect you. Will continue to guide you till Biafra comes.
You see?
We cannot thank you enough because you are one in a million.
You're very kind.
Continue the good work.
Thank you.
May Chukwu Abiama. Bless you in Jesus.
He say, and every Biafran, I will crave the indulgence of everybody given the large number of people here. And how many missed calls do we have? We have 852 missed calls already from all over the world. So we keep it as short as possible. Only 2 minutes, if you can, please. Abbreviate, condense, truncate everything you have to say into 2 minutes if you can to accommodate as many views as possible. We are in our embassy. People are also at liberty to call us should they wish to do so. Is there anybody on the microphone? Yes. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Biafra.
Good evening.
And Mark Anthony. And I have 9 years old. God bless you.
God bless you too. Oh my goodness me. This These are children that speak multiple languages. When I was growing up, all I knew was not just Igbo, but Igbo also come. But our children can do. Do you notice how our children, even if they are just 3-4 years old, if you give them an iPad or smartphone and they can work it out, how do they do it? They are very clever. And that is what when they see, when these kids go to school here, they say no to Biafra. Because they can see how clever we are from the onset. And then they say no. Because all these children, we commend them. When you hear children like this talking, please, it is very, very important we do all we can to send them home where they belong. Is that correct? That we take them back to where they belong. They don't belong here. They belong to Biafra land because they represent our future. Not the type of Obasanjo's future. We are after 80 years, he's still running all over the place. These children, we need to ground them very well in our way of, they are the custodians of our culture and our way of life. If we allow them to get lost in the outside world, we are finished. We don't want that to happen. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have somebody else on the microphone? Do we have somebody on the microphone?
Yep. Good evening, Biafrans.
Good evening, people are talking. We have forgotten the decorum that we are live to the world, please. We don't need any side conversations if you can, please. The world is listening. We are Biafrans. We must show very good example. We are not animals from the zoological republic. Absolute decorum if we can, please. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans. All over the world. This is a very big family. A family And in fact, I'm so much happy to be one of the partakers today. My name is Dooms Arwa. I'm coming from Alai, being the local government area of Abia State, Biafra land. I reside in Belgium. I'm the zonal coordinator in Antwerp, Belgium. We come all the way far from Victoria to be here today, and I thank the director and all the directorate officers who do everything possible to make sure that this event is a success today. And I want to encourage every one of us to keep it up, not to quench the spirit, because we have the boiling spirit inside us, and that spirit is the spirit of victory. And here is Victoria, which is victory. So we are going to win. And I'm going to end up by thanking my wife. She don't know actually how to handle this, but I begged her to give me today to be here. She just had a baby of 2 weeks old. And then
wonderful.
Asked her,
round of applause for the baby and the mom, please. Very important.
She said to me, "How are you going to leave me with the little baby?" I asked her if I'm going out with the breast. She said, "Not the breast." I said, "Then what?" That is it. So I thank every one of you and all the Biafrans, and thank you, my lovely wife, Onyechi Dooms Arwa. From Alai. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Bikonu, Bikonu. So she can allow you to come out next time. So she can be sure of where you went to. If you have not said hello to your wife, say hello to her now, please. So she'll allow you to come out next time. Very, very important. Do we have somebody else on the microphone?
Yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Aiza Yoba. I came from Ahia Zumbise, local government in Imo State. I am the national coordinator of Republic of Ireland. I think it's injustice if I will be here and then I wouldn't thank the people who made it possible for me to be here today. I just want to use this opportunity to thank my zonal coordinator of Waterford, Pastor Henry Nwigwe, and my new national PRO. And again, I want to thank my Dublin coordinator, Don Kingsley Manuel, which most of you know. He's a wizard on the computer, you know, sending out the messages. And again, I want to thank my zonal coordinator, Benjamin Kayani Anyanwu, the Limerick coordinator. And again, I want to acknowledge to IPOB here that his wife actually is the one that bought the ticket for me to come down here today. And she's an Spanish woman.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful.
So I just want to thank her. She's more Biafran than, you know, most of us here. To be honest with you, she's a Spanish woman, I think, you know. It's from back in here. And I want to thank her in a special way. And again, I won't forget to thank Ugo, our carry coordinator. And I say, Mechukwu Abiyama, bless them all. And again, it's a pleasure to be in our midst here. And thank Director and the head of Directorate of State and our COC and European Rep. I say, may God bless you as we are, in about to restore Biafra. Thank you, and Mechukwu Abiyama, bless you all. Thank you. And my wife as well, Director, said that.
Please.
So, Director said that, please. I want to thank my wife. She's been my backbone since this struggle have started. Please, Director, know very well. And as well, I wouldn't go here without, you know, thanking her for her support. I say, Mechukwu Abiyama, bless her. Thank you very much, all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Isaiah Oba is one of us, in Ireland, has been with us from day one to this very day. No retreat and no surrender. Forward, we march towards Biafra restoration in truth and honesty. Some people are afraid of the truth, but I'm not. I always speak it, regardless of the consequences. It doesn't matter to me. Do we have any person on the microphone? Too many people are calling us from all over the world. All over the world, they are calling. Do we have somebody else on the microphone?
Yes,
please,
Director.
Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is Chikunwe Ebunwa Ezenwa Abowo Kebaram. I'm from Umudrak, Gwalo, Imo State, Biafra Land. I live in Valencia, here in Spain. So I don't know what I will say tomorrow if I'm not here today. So I want all of you to thank Chukwu Abiyama for making it possible for me to be here, because I almost missed it due to one thing or the other. So thank Chukwu Abiyama for that. Well, I want to tell our people something. One problem that our people have, those great listeners all over the world, is that they don't know who they are. If they know, nothing will stop them from being free. It's short. They don't know the meaning of freedom. Some of us are married. Our wife are there. We stay abroad for many years. Is that marriage? If you talk of Biafra, you tell you leave that. Is he suffering here? Is he today? So all those things are not something that somebody will start thinking of. Maybe they are still waiting for Messiah. But I don't know if the Messiah is here already. I don't know. Well, I have one message for our people. It's very important. Now, Biafra Nigeria has expired. So there's no way it can be okay again. It's impossible. Once the medicine expires, it will start giving problems. That is it. So now that our people are coming home, it's especially for those of us in abroad to support to home and those at home to be working. If we don't start cultivating now, more and more we miss food as soon as possible. And if that happens, I know our people. Somebody will stick from bush to go and get food somewhere, maybe crash somewhere. And we have to show the Hausa and the Yoruba that we can feed ourselves by cultivating every minute, everything, even if it is one yam. You know what it can make. If you plant one seed today, by tomorrow, you know what it will give you. So we have to tell them. We should start cultivating so that we cannot miss food as soon as possible. Thank you all for now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra. We are also announcing, I have been reminded too, that all the coordinators, zonal coordinators in Sweden's three zones are now up to date and will be retaining their jobs apparently. to serve their country. As I said before, every principal officer, if you have not spoken to our sister, then you are doing yourself and your country a great disservice. I need every principal officer of state to make sure that they're up to date, because you cannot be talking about the defense of Biafra land without buying the equipment for them to do so. We have men under arms at home, and we have to feed them. We have to clothe them, give them every necessary thing, so that when people travel home, they can... They didn't see anything at home. Is that they saw one flag near here? Is that correct? Yeah? So when he goes home next time, he will hear people fighting on the street. People want to hear sound of guns back home, isn't it? Oh, some of you say you want action. You don't know it means fighting and killing people. Huh? What do they mean by action? Can somebody tell me what they mean by action? They say they need to see action. Is that correct? What is action? Physical fight, isn't it? So how are we going to fight? Is it with prayer and fasting? Because you will not see anything. Or with chaplet. You won't see anything. Because everyone will be very, very quiet. But if you want us to do what you're asking us to do, then you must give us the support. We are all over the place, abroad. Everywhere we are in. If we don't get Biafra, it is our fault. Not the fault of anybody else at all, at all, at all. Let's just take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
You are talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Thank you very much, Director. This is Martin Chilobe. I'm calling from Austin, Texas.
Thank you.
But I'm actually from Newe in the heart of Biafra. Let me first of all say great thanks to Chukwuebiamah Biama for having shepherded all of you there. And as you are gathered there, I hope that he continues to protect and guide you, so that when all the festivities are done, that you all go to your various destinations peacefully without any problem. Director, it's a great thing that you guys are gathered there for this monumental event, because it's really something big. If anyone has been simply listening to Radio Biafra and hearing about Biafrans, the fact that you are there opening that embassy now gives someone a window or a door into which the person can actually walk into a facility and talk to a Biafran. If the person has any question, the person can ask questions and get answers real time about Biafra. And I hope that the embassy is decorated with a lot of things from our place. Our map, first of all, the localities that make up Biafra, all the people, all the nationalities that make up Biafra. It's really one nation, but all the, the diverse groups that make up Biafra. Let me say, convey my the greatest gratitude to the women that are there, young and old, because you know, without you, we couldn't possibly be. I mean, you are the thing. You are the person that we hold very sacred after Chukwuebiamah Biama, and I thank you, women, for being there. Now, for the people that are from the United States here, Obidio Bienu, Maram, and Iranya. You, the three of you there, you make us proud. You are carrying with you the message that our embodiment, the United States, flag as well, and all the Biafrans in the United States who are the indigenous people of Biafra. So while you are there, you represent us very well, speak very well, learn to be necessary in whatever you do, participate in the discussions. Now that all of you are there, it's time for you, now that you're seen face to face, to actually, when everything is done, sit down and have constructive discussions in a strategic level. Because time is really not on our side. Time is not on our side, because the Islamic jihadists are on the march. Every time you pick up a piece of paper, every piece of news that you hear, they are on the march, and they are relentless. They don't bow down. They don't listen to anybody. They have their agenda, and they intend to propagate it however they see fit. They don't listen to anyone. And then you have to also realize that we now have all these Christians, the so-called Christian countries, the likes of Britain, that are making it possible for them. They will invade a country that has some relative peace, destroy it, and foster the likes of ISIS. And you're seeing that everywhere, all around the Middle East and in Africa. It's happening in Syria. The same entities throughout time, the same satanic agents, they travel from one place to place, killing off the same people that they profess to represent, Christianity. But it's all a farce. And their history follows them. And so when you are there, I pray that Chukwu Abiyama gives all of you the guidance, the fortitude to sit together and craft in very strategic way what happens next, where we go from here. And I pray that everything goes well. And that's all I have from here, Director.
Thank you very much. Martin Chilobe is in Austin, in Texas. This is Radio Biafra. We are here. We accept very graciously all his kind words and good wishes. And, of course, in good time, we shall, of course, adorn this very place with all the regalia that he was talking about and with all the paraphernalia coming from various parts of Biafra land. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have people that want to speak? Please go ahead. The person with the microphone, please proceed.
Hello. Good evening, Biafrans.
Good evening.
My name is Juliet Ifeanyi Asiebu. I'm from Imo State in Itenansa. I'm back on the microphone because I have to attend to the twins. So I'm honored to be here. I live here in Victoria. I'm honored to meet everybody. I've been hearing their names on the Radio Biafra. And I pray that we definitely will get Biafra in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Do we have anybody else close to the microphone, please?
Yes, Director.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Do we know that we are live on air at all and the world is listening? Decorum, please, if you can. Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening, good night, and good morning to Biafrans and lovers of freedom all over the world that is listening to us now. I want to thank you for this opportunity. Also, I want to take this opportunity to thank all my friends, all Biafrans in Austria that make it possible for me to be here today. Especially Vienna coordinator Michael Ume and Kianting coordinator Joe Ugochukwu and all indigenous people of Biafra in Vienna. And all the whole part of Austria and Kianting. I thank each and every one of you for your good job you are doing for Biafrans. And also, I thank you my lovely wife, Ina, and my two daughters, Oloma Achuku and Onyinyechi, to give me the support to be here today because I know they are crying when I was leaving, but thank God that they are okay now and they know that daddy is coming back soon. But I'm doing this because of them, because Biafra is for our future children, you know. So, I thank each and every one of us. So, one thing I want to say again is that I want to send a message to my people, Ekwurobia people, you know, because I never hear much thing from them. And I want to use this opportunity to tell them, they know their history, and they know the reason why the chief, everybody know here, know Ekwurobia, know that Ekwurobia Motor Park is a coach here. We have a call follow. Have anyone know why they moved that coach here to a call follow? Is during Biafran War, they bombed the coach here before them took the market to a call follow under a bamboo tree. So I just want to tell everyone that we should wake up from our slumber and embrace this good restoration of Biafra, because that is only hope for us to survive. If everyone that's hoping that any good thing that we come from, that may come from Nigeria, that person is deceiving himself, because Nigerian is expiring product. And all this thing that is happening in Nigeria now is something that's coming out from expiring product. So there's no mercantilism. There's nothing that can make it to be good again. So thank you, my people. Come out and join this struggle. And thank you, Biafrans all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The zoo is crumbling and our people are here. The zoo is coming apart. And if there is one thing we agree on, is that the zoo must fall. Is that correct? The zoo has to fall, yes? Because for Biafra to stand, the zoo has to fall. Very, very important. You understand that. I don't know for some of you, but for me, the name Nigeria gives me a headache. I despise it, and I want it destroyed completely. I don't want it to exist. And this is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Do we have other people on the
microphone? Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Once again, good evening and welcome to Spain. It's always a pleasure seeing you and hearing from you. The day you visited our house was a historic day in Switzerland. So my name, once again, is Austin Okudere Abaim. I'm from Amike, in our local government area of Biafra land. I want to use the opportunity as well to say thank you for to the people of Amike. I know that they are listening right now, but I just want to tell them that if you hear this message, tell your neighbor, because we need to spread it. We need to create awareness. We need to get people ready. We have a primary school in Amike that their motto is knowledge is power. And I want you to know that the knowledge of this freedom is power to you, the people. Please spread this message in Amike, Olo, and the environment. Again, I want to thank my people in Switzerland who sent me here to represent them. My zonal coordinators, I want to thank them for their good performance and the continued support. Especially the people in Delamont, I thank them so much. Mazi, Chiagozie, he's doing well, and his new interim representative. I thank the zone in Zurich, Mazi Anipwe. I thank the zone in Bern, Mazi Nodim Steve. I thank Geneva zone, Mazi Akubwe. And I want to say more grace to your elbow. Keep it up. The job, still a lot of job to do ahead, and the reapers are very few. We need more laborers in this vineyard of God. And the number of people I see today is really amazing, but the contribution of funds that I'm hearing is very poor. I want to encourage each and every one of us to step up our effort and contribute to this struggle. We are not going to get Biafra with this mindset. The spirit is there, and I want us to know that it's a blessing for you to be a Biafran. And we are the ones holding ourselves back. The contribution report is very poor, and I want everyone of us here and the people all over the world that are Biafrans and the lovers of freedom to really step up their effort and support this struggle, both financially and otherwise. Thank you, and may God bless all of you once again.
Thank you very much, and may Chukwa Biama bless you immensely. And of course, I was in your place in Switzerland, and it was a pleasure to meet your family. Thank you very much for that. Do we have other people that wish to speak? Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Good evening, Biafrans. I'm friends of Biafrans. I came here from the UK, London to be precise, and I've been here twice. I've been to Catalonia when it happened the first time, and this is the second time it's happening. And I'm very honored to be here, and I thank you all who had made it possible. Yes, thank you. Who had made it possible for us to be here and to entertain us and to care of us. I mean, there's nothing more we can ask for. One thing I have to say is, sorry. Before I go on, my name is Ejiofale Sigwe. I come from Okigwe in Biafra land. And it so happens that we are the children of Osaraba. And from then on, I realized that I was born for one thing, and one thing alone is to get Biafra. And so, here I am, here I will be, and here I will die, doing Biafra. I thank you.
Thank you very
much. God bless you.
I'm bless you too. Thank you very much for that. Too many people holding on the line. Let's try and defer to them for a minute to see where do we go first, please. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Hello, the caller on Skype, I presume. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name, please, and where you are?
Yeah, my director, my name is Kenneth Chukwuebuka Udozo. I'm from Amesi, Aguato Local Government in Anambra State of Biafra Land.
Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from UAE.
From United Arab Emirates.
Please Emirates, for sure.
Go ahead.
Yep, I actually want to thank you for the good work you're doing. I also want to thank all the Biafran people all over the world. I appreciate Chukwuebuka so much for a day like this. Because with this, we all know that this Biafran we are looking forward to will surely come. And we also believe that this day that you people have gathered there in Victoria, celebrating our embassy, the same way one day we'll stand like this, we'll gather together in the Biafran land to celebrate our freedom.
You say?
I thank you so much, and I urge so many of us, because a lot of guys are out there waiting for things to happen for them to come out. Like, I was with a friend today somewhere, we were talking about the Biafra. The guy was like, you people should stop this. The same thing was started, and he ended up not achieving his goals. I told him, no, this is not Uwazirike's time. Uwazirike betrayed us quite well. He was like trying to tell me that he was so strong then from Aba. I told him also, I am a CSO, Chief Security Officer in my own province in River State. But with what we are looking at, Uwazirike betrayed us and everybody had to flee and look for his deliberate some other places. Like I came to this UAE. I told him from what I'm seeing, because I've been listening to your messages, all these were your gospels. I told him that we must surely actualize this dream through this man, because he's really driving us to our promised land. So I told him to like let him just forget about what happened before and just go to Radio Biafra. I gave him the link, let him listen and believe that this guy surely is taking us to the promised land and we must surely actualize it this time. So I just want to appreciate you all. I say may Chukwuebuka be with you and protect you all in Jesus' name.
Ise, thank you very much. We have a caller on the other side as well, I presume on Viber. If I'm not mistaken, if we have anybody there, please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, Eto.
Good evening.
Good evening. Yeah, good evening. Welcome to Biafra. And my guest was hosting embassy today.
No, my dear brother, your line is not performing. I will strongly recommend that you try and call us back, please. If you can, try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Let's take the call from this very area. Oh, no. Do we have people queuing up with the microphone? Because I can't see them very well. Please, go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. And first of all, I have to thank our director. I mean, he's somebody that has sacrificed his life for his people. I thank him so much for all his effort and love for his people. I mean, what can a human being give to his people than to sacrifice his life? Well, to start, my name is Chibuza Adendo from Ezukwaba in Abalak government, Aba Umgwaland. I live in Germany, and at the same time, I want to thank Biafrans all over the world that came from all parts of the world to this place today to make sure that we get this place together. And at the same time, I want to thank the ladies and gentlemen. I've seen a lot of able-bodied men here, Biafrans. I mean, you know, Biafrans are great people. And I'm happy to be in their midst this evening. You know, something that has expired has to be thrown away. Like, the zoo has expired, and it's not only in Europe, all over the world. When something expired, it has to be thrown away. So the zoo has expired and has to be thrown away. That's why Biafra has to be restored once and for all, because we cannot be remain still abroad and at home also. And again, you know, I want to repeat what Buhari said last time. He was opportune. They took him home to Biafra land and gave him chieftaincy with a red cap. And instead of him to be happy for what our people did, and he was able to again to repeat what he did during the war, that why the Igbo people hate him was because of how he succeeded in killing millions of Biafrans. And if he has the same opportunity, he's going to do it again. So that, since he made that comment, I have been very sad to hear him repeat that word. So I want Biafrans to keep that in mind. And mostly our brother, the director, you know, these people, they are heartless. So this threat should not be, you know, taken lightly, you know. So whatever we are going to do, please, we have to upgrade our whatever we are going to do, so that what happened before will not be repeated again. We cannot see them. We cannot keep quiet again and allow them to abuse us again. Please, I thank all Biafrans all over the world and those who are here for their love for their fatherland. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. And this is Radio Biafra. We have people here. We defer to them, please. I know people are calling us from all over the world, but we give priority to those that made it to Victoria. Does anyone else have the microphone with him or her? Please go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans worldwide. My name is Malachi Okoli. I'm from Ihioma in Olu, Imo State, Biafra land. I'm the new coordinator, zonal coordinator in Barcelona, Olesa, precisely. I'm very, very happy today to stand before my brothers here, because I've always been with the IPOB for a very long time. Anywhere they are doing, they are performing, whatever that we are doing, I'm always there. It's a very great privilege, and it will be an injustice for me to come down to Victoria to come and witness this very great occasion without calling my people back in Catalonia, telling them one or two words. Catalonia, wherever you are, my brothers, my Biafran brothers in Catalonia, wherever you are this night, I believe that we should be doing more than what we are doing now, irrespective of whatever that happened. The only thing that doesn't have a solution on this earth is death. And even death itself has a solution. You dig a 6 feet and you bury the person is a solution. So, my brothers, my sisters, wherever you are in Catalonia, please wake up. Let's get back to our feet. Let's stand back again. Let us be recognized the way that we are. We are a force before, and that force we can easily come back and build it again. Please, let us arise. Leave your pride, because there is a saying that said, pride goes before a fall. Forget about the pride. Forget about everything, whatever that happened. Let's start from the scratch, if you want us to start from the scratch, and let us be what we are. Thank you so much, and may God bless Biafrans.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and well spoken. Thank you very much. Do we have anybody else on the phone?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I greet all of you here, my brothers and sisters, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Chinedu Duro. I'm from our mama in Imo State, the coordinator of Madrid. I greet you all. Now, to start with, I want to use this opportunity to greet my brothers and sisters that makes this our gathering to be successful. At the same time, greet all our coordinators all over the world that makes these things to be happening. I'm very happy. It's like what happened before. It will happen again in Spain. But I believe in another gathering, we'll be rejoicing that we have got Biafra. That is what I think that will happen. I'm using this opportunity to call my brothers and sisters in Madrid. We are having our meeting tomorrow, because they said that he, Igbo people said that he who, this is the time where people will come together for we to get and head to where we are going to.
We are having our meeting tomorrow, being 1st of March. Please, I beg you people, not only that I'm begging you people now, but there is a time your people will come, but that space will not be for you people. If you are trying to come and join us in what we are doing in Madrid, the number you will call is 632-040-858. I repeat again, 632-040-858. Another number is 632-105-763. I repeat, 632-105-768. I greet you all. Biafra. Thank you. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you.
He say. Thank you very much. Do we have other people as well willing to speak?
Yeah. Welcome. Good evening, Biafras. My name is Uchechukwu Michael Achi. Sorry, I removed the Michael. My name is Uchechukwu Achi because I'm a pure Biafran. I'm a member of the Niger. I was given to me by the former president of Olusegun Obasanjo. But it's unfortunate as Biafran have expired. I'm dropping the award, then, MON. Yeah, Nigeria have expired what I said. As Nigeria have expired, that's why I'm dropping the award. I'm very glad. I just finished a match, National League match of Spanish in another state. I took 3 hours on a special drop to make sure that I'm here this evening. I'm very glad, Director, what you are doing. I know that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to guide and protect you and give you the mind, because to be a leader of such, you have to have an extra mind the whole Biafran, this is another step forward for us to establish this, inaugurate this office of, embassy. That means we are going to another level. By the grace of God, we know that we are going to achieve our aim, and we are going to get Biafra as a country. May God bless Biafra in Jesus' name.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Do we have anybody else queuing up? I want as many of you to speak as possible before we go into the musical rendition by our COC. Please, who else has the microphone? You may proceed.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra. I want to thank everybody that is here today. We, the Victorian people, welcome you people. I want to use this opportunity to thank our director. Last time I had the opportunity to talk to the director, I said only one thing. What did I say? I said, when is this radio going to work? And he gave me a promise. The radio is working. There is a day, Alonso Ihejirika from Barcelona commented something. When I replied him, he removed me from the website, or Facebook, or so-called nonsense he may call or he's doing. I want to use this opportunity to thank our visitors that we are here, Victorian people, we are proud of you. And also, I want to tell the Biafran people all over the world that the greatest problem is when you don't know that you have a problem. If you understand that you have a problem, you have no problem. So you will look for a solution for your problem. My name is Obinnaya Ameshi from Olo in Imo State. So when you know that you have a problem, you look for a solution. And what is our problem is Biafra. We need Biafra. No matter whatever somebody is doing, no matter whatever somebody is acting, the only thing we need is Biafra. And I want to thank our commander-in-chief for the work he's doing, at least to bring this Biafra. Not only intellectual or world, but the technology is not easy. The radio Biafra is the only radio that is on the website, on the internet, on ground. My people are watching it, are listening to radio Biafra. It's not easy. If no other thing to thank him, you thank him for that. Even NTA is not on website. Yeah, so-called Zoo country or Islamic country, as my man talk. So the only thing that we need to do is all of us all over the world to join hands together to work for to get this Biafra. And thus, I want to thank my mentor, Omemio, who is here. It's not easy to bring this office. I'm proud of him. Today you can see people all over the world are here. It's not easy. The population of Victoria is about 300 or 400,000. But somebody spoke from Madrid and Barcelona. Barcelona is about 8 million. And Madrid is about 7 million. But the headquarters is in Victoria. It's 300,000. It's not easy. So I want to thank him for that. No matter how he did it, he's a great something. Thank you. Thank you, my people. Let me not waste your time. I want to thank everybody and say the problem we have is to get Biafra. Let's work for that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much and well spoken. Thank you. I don't know how many more people we have who are there. Can you tell me how many more people do we have speaking? Keeping to, is it everybody? Please go ahead. The next person, please do speak. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Jude Jerome Okoligwe. I'm from Omona in Onimo local government area of Imo State, Biafra land. Director, please quote me right. I hope you are coming tomorrow to the Netherlands.
I will be in Netherlands tomorrow, yes.
So I'm using this opportunity to call Biafrans in the Netherlands that Director will broadcast live from the Netherlands tomorrow. And Director, I'm assuring you that we are going to welcome you very, very well.
Thank you. Thank
the
you.
National Coordinator, Ndubuisi Oshoala, I thank you very much for the work you are doing. And the Zona Coordinator, all the principal officers of Biafrans in the Netherlands. I use this opportunity to say more grace to your elbow. I'm here to represent you people. We are doing very, very well. I'm so delighted what is going on this evening here. I'm coming tomorrow to give you the message back, to tell you how everything went well. Director, I say thank you very much and God bless you.
Thank you very much. I'm Machuka, I'll be with all of you. I will be in Amsterdam tomorrow. Yes, please, the next person.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans. My name is Onwe Bunabaselo Kinsley. I'm from Newe. And Director, you are most welcome. And I brought you greetings from a very good friend of yours in Zurich. Though you said we shouldn't announce what he did, but I hope you remember.
Yes, I
do. He asked me to greet you.
Thank you very much. Thank yeah. you. Thank you.
And my special regard to your family, thank especially you. Nemeka. This evening, I want to thank every Biafran who have gathered here for the opening of our embassy. I say, may Shukwabiama bless us as we go back. And again, I want to thank my coordinator. He's also another kind man. You know, and our European rep, Shike Dezem, who introduced me to the struggle. And from that day, I've never regretted it. Then coming to the news you did, I want to say something. Because, you know, any time in zoo, they always castigate Biafrans, especially Igbos. And we are talking about election now. And I remember one of the time we had a good election there was when an Igbo man, Professor Humphrey Nwosu, was the INEC chairman, and he gave us the correct result, which the Hausa man couldn't give none, you know. But it's a pity, and that's why we need to fight for Biafra, because the people, they hate us. But what I don't understand is, let us go peacefully. They are finding it difficult at the same time. So I don't understand that. And you talked about Jonathan, maybe barrister. Who was his former fan, will tell us. I've always asked question, what is wrong with that man? To the extent that he cannot give light to his village and the women there are complaining. I've never seen somebody like that in my life. And far from that, I want to talk to our members, especially the coordinators. Because I personally, I'm observing something. Because the heat is getting more on. And I want to suggest something, that we will have a... We make it that the members, we have the contact of the zonal coordinator, so that the main coordinator, so that when the zonal is not doing well, they can talk to the zonal. And when the main coordinator, the national is not doing well, then they can talk to their rep, you know, so that we can have we can be able to checkmate things. And at the same time, I want to tell every coordinator, we have to watch out. What happened here was typical example of what I want to say. We have a lot of people in our midst, and the most important thing is that they can talk very sweet and very nice, but in action, you cannot see them. And those people, I don't think we need them. We cannot go to war with such people. You know, so I'm encouraging every coordinator to watch out for those people and they know how to handle them so that we will not be entertaining people like them. And another, because those people, another thing is the Igbo people are learning something again. This is the behavior of Yorubas, I know. When they go to school, they just do, I don't know, maybe one diploma or degree program. They have this character of showing agro-maoko, which is nonsense. And the igla-oko, like my director do say, you don't have light in your village. You don't have water. You don't have nothing. Even the English language we borrowed, we cannot speak very well. And you are making yourself, I'm a graduate. Graduate of which school? Glorified secondary school is in Nigeria, they call university. So, please, coordinate us. I want us to look into that so that it doesn't disturb our meeting. I thank you all, Biafrans. Meshuku Abiyama, bless us and bless us with Biafran.
Ise, thank you very much. There is a lady that wants to speak. I understand. Where is she? Can she please come forward? Is she on the microphone? Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Biafrans. Oh, hey, Biafran. Biafrans.
Freedom.
My name is Obi Omo David from Edo State, Ekpoma. So I'm happy to be here today to see my Biafra's people with happy face. We will win the Biafra. We have to, in this struggle, we must win. We have to join hands together. And we will win it by the name of Chukwu Abiyama. And I want to thank our director, Nnamdi Kanu. He's a very strong man. You know, I've been hearing about him. I always listen to Radio Biafra every day and night. But when I see him today, I was just observing. It's not what I heard. No, it's a very innocent man, gentleman, you know, and honorable man. Because if it's another person today, the way it was with us here, eating with us, drinking, and I say, this is the man they are talking about, but it's not like that, no? I pray that Chukwu Abiyama should give you that knowledge and wisdom to take us through. We will win Biafra. Oh, hey, Biafra.
Oh, Biafra. Thank you very much.
Oge meha bam nanya, oga kuha bam nisi, oga kuha bum nobi, mbebi afrage wen owe ya, oge meha bam nanya.
Thank you very much. Do we have other people that wish to speak?
Hello. Before?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello, my director. Hello, yes, all the Biafrans all over the world. I'm very glad. My name is Ezrike Edwin Chineze. I'm from Umevonicha, Eznit MBC, local government of Imo State, in the land of Biafra, the land of the rising sun. I am so glad to be part of this occasion today. But my problem is I'm going to refer to the Biafrans in Belgium. You know, we can be living in our comfort zone now, fucking white women, making them pregnant. No. You have to listen to me. Dancing secular.
We are in a family program. There are some words you don't use on Radio Biafra. Hold on a second. Children are listening. You must apologize before you proceed.
I am sorry, Biafrans are hurt with this feeling, but...
Go ahead.
You know, we can live in our comfort zone now, doing things, but I don't think I want my own child to be an abed or a laborer like me. So... Please, Biafrans in Belgium, I want you to shine your eyes, open up your mind. Yes, we can be comfortable today, but our mothers are back home. Our fathers are back home. Please, have a change of attitude. Have a change of mind. Try to see what other people are seeing. Israelites for their homeland. Iranians for their homeland. Paul Kagame is in Rwanda. He have turned things around because he stand and fought for his freedom. He stand and fought for oppression. My people in Belgium, will we continue to live in our comfort zone things will not work. Remember your fathers and your mothers and your nephews back home. Remember all the bad roads. Oh, electricity we don't have. Water we don't have. Nothing is working in Igbo land. Abba is an example. Please, come out in mass and join us and turn things around. Please, may God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are drawing very close to the end of this very program. But I want to end our broadcast this very evening with a very simple recital of a news item that has been circulated everywhere, so that people understand the essence of consistency, that you understand what it means to be ideological and philosophically consistent in all that you do. Because in freedom fighting, anytime you stop pursuing it in one particular way, in truth and honesty, you are bound to fail. I want to let you understand why Biafra hasn't come in nearly 45 years. It is the attitude of an Igbo man. Not Hausa, not Yoruba, not Fulani. Not Ijaw people. Not people from Ibibio land, not the Efik people. The reason why Biafra has never come is because of an Igbo man. And it makes me to worry so much. I don't know why some of you cannot be consistent. As I said before, there are some people who are here in this room today. We started from the beginning and they're still here today. Because when you hear the truth, you will know. The only thing that resonates with the spirit is the truth, not lies. Because I said to them before, lies can only survive for a short while. Without the oxygen of gossip, it dies away very quickly. But truth endures. There was a time I told everybody to the listening world that Wazurike is the campaign manager for Jonathan in the Southeast. Some of you thought we were joking. Oh, why don't you like him? I don't hate anybody. But any bastard who forms a cog in the wheel of Biafra restoration is my mortal enemy. That is why I hate Ohaneze. That is why I hate people who are in positions to speak but fail to do so. Now, you're running around publishing license plate number, you are printing currency, you're printing passport, and this is what this baboon has to say. Yet, in fact, we are very lucky that the government of País Vasco actually allowed us this very space. Someone will not give it to us. I'm being honest with you. You people are not serious to get Biafra. You talk and you pretend you want Biafra, but you cannot get it. Because you are inconsistent too much. You lie to yourselves. And you think Chukwuebuka will bless you. This is an idiot that only 2 days ago, he's in competition with IPOB. He wants to be in the news. So people think that this bastard is relevant. Look at how this man is disgracing each and every one of us. If you go to countries to procure arms and there is this type of news, they will send you away. In fact, they will tell you to wait here. We are coming. This is proof that you people are the reason why there is no Biafra. Nobody's holding you, but you're holding yourselves. Those that know me understand this very well. I always speak the truth. It doesn't matter who is hurt. We have come to open our embassy. We are eating. We are having fun here. That is true. But the problem of Biafra lies within us. I'll read this news for you. So anywhere you go to, you tell somebody, oh, can you come? Let me talk to you about Biafra. The person ignores you. Don't blame that person. Blame Rafael Wazurike. That man is from Satan. I have said it before and I'll keep saying it. Satan sent him. And Chukwuebuka allowed Satan to send this idiot to come to destroy the work of heaven. This is what if this is a man that was selling plate number Biafra. Selling Biafra, you know this yellow card vaccine. If you want Biafra vaccination against polio, you come and have it. Biafra brand. This is what this monkey had to say. Once you're a Nigerian, you're a Nigerian. If you're born a Biafran, you're a Biafran. That is why consistency is key. If you know you don't have the stomach for consistency, you quietly step away. I like people who are genuine. And very serious. MASOP leader begs Indigbo to support Jonathan for Ojukwu's sake. The leader of, this is published by Daily Post, please, is not a made up, here on Radio Biafra, we don't make up news. We block them, we don't make them up. MASOP leader, or the leader of the movement for the actualization of sovereign state of Biafra, MASOP, Chief Rafu Wasurike, has expressed his love for President Goodluck Jonathan, saying that he will support the president even if he amends the constitution to continue running for president after 2019. In other words, should Jonathan decide to be the president of the zoo for life, this idiot can never get you Biafra. Do you understand it? I hope those here understand English language. If Jonathan decides to run after 2019, he will support him. In other words, you will delay the coming of Biafra until your friend Jonathan finishes in office. And you are a freedom fighter. And Udelegeriozwa. Some of you couldn't watch this very movie we were watching today about the war. Obidi Obienu was saying he got, I don't know if he got to the children. When I see the faces of Biafran soldiers marching with only stick during their drill, I cannot contain the tears from my eyes. I cannot. I'm not talking about the little children. I've not seen that part before. And somebody, having seen the suffering, the death, the pain, the anguish and the anxiety of his people, is going to do a deal with the president of the country he claims is fighting. Are we sensible at all? You people have a very serious problem. I'm sorry not to be ending on a very good note, but I'll read this news so you understand it. So, onye puechi na gezuushi na akweri akweri na agbama. They will understand what they had here. You people are not reliable. That is why Biafra hasn't come. That is why Biafra has never come up until now. And unless we ask Chukwu Abiama to come and take his rightful position in our lives, Biafra will never come. This is your freedom fighter leader. On a print, currency and passport. If you want to support the president of Nigeria, why are you printing Biafran passport? Does that make sense to anybody? Does that make sense to anybody, I ask? I'll read this news so you understand what you're up against. That an Igbo man is the problem, not somebody from Ikwere. An Igbo man is the problem. Ekwensu barunu ni mebamkpuru eba. The devil decided to stay. Even the worst freedom fighter in the whole world cannot come out to make such pathetic and wretched statement to the hearing of the world. Really, you think it is him? On a one yoch, all of us are being ridiculed. Maybe you don't know this. We are being ridiculed. That an idiot can do this in the name of Biafra and get away with it. I will read this very news so you hear it. You listen to it. All in the name of Biafra. Idiots wake up one morning and they decide, if you want to travel home, you join Biafra and I'm going to get a ticket. You're looking for something on the ground. That you cannot find. It seems this whole thing is a joke. Maybe because we've not done freedom fighting before. I'll read this news for you. Unu genyon to afoma. What Igbo land is producing. Vagabonds and criminals without shame. The MASOP leader who disclosed this to Saturday Sun explained his devotion to Jonathan on the role the president played in according the late Biafran war hero, the Megu Ojukwu estate burial. He called on Ndigbo to support Jonathan's re-election bid, even for that reason alone. His words, this is the words of this pathetic vagabond. Let me say this. I was one of the first Ndigbo that started supporting Jonathan immediately Ojukwu was buried, and told myself for the role Jonathan played in giving Ojukwu a state burial. Which state? Is it Biafran state burial or Nigerian state burial? Nigerian state burial. You say you're a freedom fighter fighting for Biafra against Nigeria, and you are happy that Nigeria buried your leader, which means you are a happy Nigerian, using every other Biafran our emotion, our sentiment, to play Lord and King over us because we are desperate for Biafra. Do you see why you can never get Biafra if you're a liar and a cheat? There are millions of people dead. You're fighting just like Mandela saying, oh, I am very happy for the way that South African government buried Walter Sisulu when he died. Because of that, I support apartheid South Africa. Oh, Wasulike is telling you he's a Nigerian. He supports Nigeria. That's what he's saying here. So if Buhari gets in tomorrow and maybe Ekweme dies and then Buhari comes with helicopter to bury Ekweme, then he should continue in office. That's what it means. Consistency. Sometimes I don't think that we are serious about this whole thing. But when I remember those that suffered for this, those that died, those that have been contributing every little dime they have to ensure that Biafra comes, I tend to remain steady. All these criminals. As somebody said, we stay abroad. If you're going back this evening, you must reflect on this very fact that somebody who claims to the world that he is leading your freedom fighting movement is telling you that he is in love with the president of the oppressing country. Yeah? Like Angel Michael saying, I am in love with Lucifer. Because of the way Lucifer came around when Angel Leonard had problem the other time. Does this make sense to anybody? Do you see why they say, I castigate Igbo people because of your inconsistency? You are not consistent. You are never, ever consistent, because if you were, Biafra would have come by now. On Biafra I stand. You don't move from it. I love Jonathan. Who is Jonathan? The president of the damnable Zoological Republic. A freedom fighter fighting Nigeria, claiming he loves the president of Nigeria. Can people reason at all? Can they make use of their faculties and their brain? They think this is another joke. This is why they laugh at us and think we are not serious. But by the grace of heaven, this year we march and tell them how serious we are. If need be, we'll all die together over there. You people should rise up and redeem the honor of those that died. There must be good people amongst you. There must be those born for this very work that we are doing. They are the men and women that we want. Those that we are born to do this very work. To restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. And damn the consequences, because if Biafra does not come, then we all die together in it. That is why we are here. Some of you think we are joking. No, we are not. And God forbid we will be like this idiot, this vagabond, and this disgrace to the concept of freedom fighting. God, Raffaello Wasurike, forever dragging this very beautiful name into the mud. Why this traitor came, I do not know. As Ifajuna's name is not being answered, there is nobody, no family that will name their child Wasurike forever and ever, because this man has brought dishonor and disgrace to our country. Disgrace. You love the president of the country oppressing you. Inconsistency. This zoo will fall, and this year we'll pull it down. Because we are indigenous people of Biafra. We are not mass of and can never be. If they join our enemies, we kill them. It's as simple as that. And this is Radio Biafra. You must go back home and reflect. I am not happy when I read things like this. But I know that we have gathered here with one single purpose, with determination, a sense of direction, and ultimately to have victory at the end of it. That is why our office is in Victoria. And that victory is what we are going to have. Over all enemies of Biafra, both within and without. You will go home to your respective countries, to your respective families. You will have safe journey back to those places. Chukwu Abiama, in his infinite mercy, that brought you here to gather, to acknowledge his supremacy, to acknowledge his omnipotence, to acknowledge that only him is worthy of worship, will take you back to your respective homes in good health as he brought you here. Because in the end, nothing ever matters, because all glory will belong to Chukwu Abiama now and forever. To some of you that have come to us, Biafra is a country, a place you want to take back your children, a place that has no snow. To those who are baptized in this very fire of restoration, to us, Biafra is the closest you can get to the kingdom of heaven on this very earth. Therefore, it is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. And because of that, Chukwu Abiama is only the entity worthy of worship and no other thing in between. He will bless all of you that are here, those who are listening. He will take you back. He will multiply you immensely. Chukwu Abiama will reward you for your devotion to your country and the love you have for your people. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra because Biafra is more important than everything in creation. I thank you once again for being here at the opening ceremony of this very fantastic country, this very embassy this day that shall serve as a refuge, a place of abode for all Biafrans all over the world should they find themselves in Victoria. And as you go back to your homes, you will continue to preach this very gospel and propagate. Go and evangelize. Tell them that Chukwu Abiama is God. And tell them that the zoo must fall. Thank you very much as you join us tomorrow in Amsterdam. May Chukwu Abiama be with all of you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Ebeka onose agamarapu Biafra gane bozo agamarapu Biafra gane bozo Biafra gane umokori bemo o mambogi bemo nambo ko bidoro Nambo, Nambo, Kobidoro. Nambo, Kobidoro. Nambo, Nambo, Kobidoro. Ajorongi, achoge mima, ajorongi ebe isibio. Ajorongi, achoge mima, ajorongi ebe isibio. Isi umahia, kisi aba, kisi enugu, kisi igwacha, anyinine omune nime Biafra, yabu nyema kage. Yemakage, 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 Yemakage,